1, abuse of power. The Constitution provides that the House of Representatives shall have the sole power of impeachment, and that the president shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. In his conduct of the office of President of the United States, and in violation of his constitutional oath faithfully to execute the office of President of the United States, and to the best of his ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, and in violation of his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, Donald J. Trump has abused the powers of the presidency in that, using the powers of his high office, President Trump solicited the interference of a foreign government, Ukraine, in the 2020 United States presidential election. He did so through a scheme or course of conduct that included soliciting the government of Ukraine to publicly announce investigations that would benefit his reelection, harm the election prospects
Ladies
of a political
and
opponent, and influence the 2020 United States presidential
We're election live.
To his advantage. President Trump,
right as the broadcast started,
the government of Ukraine to take these steps.
They had the vote 2 minutes ago completed to initiate the official impeachment. Now they're reading the charges
of the investigation
into the record.
President Trump engaged in this scheme or
and
course of conduct.
They're going to vote. The jury, that's the House, is going to vote on these charges.
In so doing, President Trump used the powers of the presidency in a manner that compromised the national security of the United States and undermined the integrity of the United States democratic process. He thus ignored and injured the interests of the nation.
So it's a grand jury voting on indictment, basically.
Or course of conduct through the following means. 1, President Trump, acting both directly and through his agents within and outside the United States government, corruptly solicited the government of Ukraine to publicly announce investigations into a political opponent, former Vice President Joseph R. Biden Jr., and B, a discredited theory promoted by Russia, alleging that Ukraine, rather than Russia, interfered in the 2016 United States presidential election. 2, with the same corrupt motives, President Trump, acting both directly and through his agents within and outside the United States government, conditioned 2 official acts on the public announcements that he had requested. A, the release of $391 million of United States taxpayer
funds. This has only happened a few other times in history.
Bipartisan
to count on one hand.
For the purpose of providing vital military and security assistance to Ukraine to oppose Russian aggression and which President Trump had ordered suspended, and B, a head of state meeting at the White House, which the president of Ukraine sought to demonstrate continued United States support for the government of Ukraine in the face of Russian aggression.
Remember a few months ago?
Faced with the public revelation,
folks said this can never happen.
President Trump ultimately released the military and security assistance to the government of Ukraine.
This is treason.
Persisted in openly and corruptly urging and soliciting Ukraine.
As Professor Turley said, what they're doing is the crime.
Benefit. These actions were consistent with President Trump's
previous investigation in the House has been a sham.
Interference in United States elections. In all of this, President Trump abused the powers of the presidency by ignoring and injuring national.
And yes, it's going to blow up in their face.
Other vital national interests.
But it shows what bold criminals they are and how they need to be stopped.
He has also betrayed the nation by abusing his high office to.
Because if Trump and America makes it out of this,
democratic elections.
Without civil unrest that they're pushing for to tear the nation apart, what are they going to pull next?
National security and the Constitution.
They keep escalating the level.
And has acted in a manner grossly incompatible with self-governance and the rule of law. President Trump thus warrants impeachment and trial, removal from office.
Total projection.
Qualification to hold and enjoy any
office. Everything the Democrats were saying.
Profit under the United States.
Is what they've done.
Article 2, obstruction of Congress.
And again, that's the clerk reading, and it's not him, but those that wrote it. Pelosi, Schiff.
Of impeachment, and that the president shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes.
So it's here, folks.
In his conduct of the office of President of the United
voted
States,
just 5 minutes ago, literally,
oath, faithfully to the office of President,
have the vote
of the
today,
States,
and they've got the votes.
To the best of his
so
ability,
it's on this Wednesday, December 18th, 2019, global transmission, and we're going to have live coverage of this as America fights back against the globalists that have hijacked our nation. How dare them claim Trump is against America? As we speak, on this Wednesday, December 18th, 2019, just a week before Christmas, the Democratic Party just voted to officially begin the impeachment process in the House and vote later today to send the indictment to the Senate. And they've got a lot of evil garbage and skullduggery up their sleeves. Let's go back to the clerk of the House reading the charge
were consistent with President Trump's previous efforts to undermine
against the president, the charges of obstructing Congress and abuse of power, and then they will vote as a grand jury on the indictment. They will pass it this afternoon, I believe. They have the votes. They say they do. And it will go to the Senate.
Into his own conduct, as well as the unilateral prerogative to deny any and all information to the House of Representatives and the exercise of its sole power of impeachment. In the history of the Republic, no president has ever ordered the complete defiance of an impeachment inquiry or sought to obstruct and impede so comprehensive
Lincoln just had him arrested.
Of the House of Representatives to investigate high crimes and
all of this is lies.
This abuse of office served to cover up the president's own repeated misconduct.
When they were having kangaroo secret intelligence committee hearings in the basement that no one could be part of, Trump said, we're not part of this. We're not even invited.
In all of this,
that's obstructing Congress.
In a manner contrary to his trust as president.
You walk into an Australian court, you know, there's no humans, there's kangaroos.
Prejudice of the cause of law and justice.
That's what this is.
And to the manifest injury of the people of the United States. Wherefore, President Trump, by such conduct, has demonstrated that he will remain a threat to the Constitution if allowed to remain in office, and has acted in a manner grossly incompatible with self-governance and the rule of law. President Trump thus warrants impeachment.
And again, they're trying to overthrow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're trying to overthrow our election
to hold and,
stop him getting reelected next year.
Or profit under the United States.
He's done. That's 320 days out.
Pursuant to House Resolution 767, the amendment in the nature of a substitute recommended by the Committee on Judiciary is adopted. The resolution shall be debatable for 6 hours, equally divided, and controlled by the chair and ranking member of the Committee on the Judiciary or their respective designees. The gentleman from New York, Mr. Nadler, and the gentleman from Georgia, Mr. Collins, each will control 3 hours. The chair now recognizes the gentleman from New York, Mr. Nadler.
Madam Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that all members may have 5 legislative days in which to revise and extend their remarks and insert extraneous material on H. Res. 755.
Without objection, so ordered.
Madam Speaker, I now yield 1 minute to the distinguished Speaker of the House.
Gentlelady, distinguished Speaker is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I thank the gentleman for yielding for his tremendous leadership in helping us honor the Constitution of the United States. I also extend my gratitude to Chairman Schiff, who will be
American flags,
presiding later.
She loves America.
My colleagues, this morning and every morning, when we come together,
this is all about us
rise and pledge
trying to get our government back, and the government's been hijacked.
Every
and the
day,
globalists are the ones trying to destroy the country, telling us our president is totally for the country.
Officials and
he may make mistakes, but damn it, he is the president, and he cares about the country. He's trying to get control of our country back from these scumbags. And then they're up there saying that he's against America, and that we're against it. You're a damn lying witch, Pelosi. Damn you to hell.
To the republic for which it stands.
Oh, my God.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now she's pledging allegiance.
For which it stands is what we are here to talk
America's
about
not buying this.
Today. A republic.
This is a sham.
Can keep it. We gather today under the dome of this temple of democracy.
It's a republic if you can keep it. They're the ones getting rid of the country.
The impeachment of the President of the United States.
No borders, no walls, no USA at all.
Politics comes to Congress to
MS-13 are God's children.
As our first act,
America was never great, never be that great.
Stood on this historic House floor before our beautiful American flag and raised our hands left in this sacred oath.
Three-quarters of Americans say they hate Nancy Pelosi, even in their skewed polls. That's out in a new poll. States
against all enemies, and polls a year ago. And domestic. So help me God. For 230 years, members have taken that sacred oath, which makes us custodians of the Constitution.
By the way, they're taking God out of everything. They're attacking Christmas. It's all over the news. The left attacked the Supreme Court justice for saying Merry Christmas. They said, look at how he used that hate word. Now they want to ban that word. That's mainstream news today.
Starting with the sacred words, we the people.
Antifa just attacked a big nativity scene in Europe.
To defend democracy for the people.
Oh, for the people.
But very sadly now, our founders' vision of a republic is under threat from actions from the White House.
Oh, the republic is under threat from Trump. Oh.
Speaker of the House, I solemnly and sadly open the debate on the impeachment of the President of the United States.
And again, if you're a radio listener, she has a big American flag poster up.
It is tragic.
And it says, to the republic for which it stands, when everything they're doing is about destroying the republic.
Give us no choice. What we are discussing today is the established fact that the president violated the Constitution. It is a matter of fact that the president is an ongoing threat to our national security and the integrity of our elections.
What did Senator Blumenthal and all the rest of them say? He said, for America to survive, Alex Jones must be taken off the air. Senator Wyden said the same thing. Senator Murphy said the same thing. I must be taken off to save America. Yeah, right.
Though a sad one, I submit these documents for the record and commend them for students to study.
To save America, Trump must be removed.
What we are discussing today is the established fact that the president, again, violated the Constitution.
By the way, okay, that's enough for now. We'll come back to more of it. And the Republican response, we'll have a lot of this today throughout the next 3 or 4 hours while this is these debates are happening. But you're seeing history unfold right now. So they've had a lot of talking points. Quid pro quo, then it's no one's above the law. Now it's established fact. Established fact. Established fact that he worked against American interest and that he obstructed Congress and that he abused his power. Established fact. Established fact. Polly want a cracker. Polly want a cracker. Polly want a cracker. You're going to hear that so many times, it's going to make you want to jump off a cliff. There's so much other insane news. I mean, the left is saying arrest people that say Eskimo, fire people that say nerd or geek. I mean, and they're doing it. It's a reign of terror by these people. And they're trying to shut us down because they know InfoWars is the tip of the spear. But listen, folks, here's the exciting thing. You are spreading the word, and people are looking for the truth more than ever. So they have turned InfoWars into what it's always really been, the voice of America, a Paul Revere outfit, raising the alarm, and they've really let people know, hey, I'm not supposed to listen to that. So in ways, InfoWars is more influential than ever, but we don't reach new people without you spreading the word, and we don't get to reach those people and keep our operations going without you buying products. And listen, now is the time to do Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. I know a lot of you probably procrastinated. Well, no need to go fight the big lines or the traffic. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. And here's a shot for TV viewers. This is from UPS, and it's similar with USPS. This is everywhere in the U.S. as of this morning. One-day delivery, basically half the United States. Two-day delivery, almost all the other areas. Three-day delivery to Alaska and Hawaii. You order today, you get it in 3 days. You order by Friday, you get it well before Christmas. InfoWarsStore.com, and you can deliver it to whoever you want as gifts, and in the comment section when you check out, just write them a letter, write them a note, or send them an email and say, hey, a package is coming, and it's got 5 to 15 bumper stickers in each order, depending on how big it is. Got some little booklets and things, and it's all the great products, books, films, water filter, air filtration, the best systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, the great supplements. Give somebody some Brain Force, some Turbo Force, some protein bars. We've got the 7. The date is December 18th, 2019. On this Wednesday, House of Representatives, controlled by Democrats, publicly committed to destruction, the very existence of the United States of America, have just initiated debate on the impeachment, only the third time in history, of a president. That president is Donald John Trump. His only crime is loving his country and fighting against all odds to lead a populist movement against the tyrants and to restore the republic. This is not fantasy. This is really happening in the Twilight Zone. Let's go to Congressman Representative Doug Collins responding to Nancy Pelosi.
Leave it to the voters. I will tell you right now, Madam Speaker, we on the Republican side have no problem taking our case to the majority and to the people of this country because they elected Donald Trump, and it is a matter for the voters, not this House, not in this way, not in the way this is being done. It is trampled everything this House believes in. I said it yesterday, and I believe it to be this true today. I will fight this on process, which has been deplorable, to use a word of the majority. It has been awful. The calendar and the clock make it impressive that we actually do it quickly. We don't care about rules. We don't care about minority hearing days. We don't care about giving the opportunity for witnesses to be called because the chairman gets to determine what is relevant. Wow, that's pretty good. Let the accuser determine what is relevant to the one being accused. The people of America see through this. The people of America understand due process, and they understand when it is being trampled in the people's house. You see, it's also not a matter of process, which will be discussed today. It's a matter of actual facts. I will fight the facts all day long. Because what we found here today is a president who did not do as being charged. In fact, they had to go to abuse of power, this amorphous term that you're going to hear many, many arguments about how that abuse of power, except for one thing. The call itself, the two parties say no pressure. Nothing was ever done to get the money. In fact, they didn't even know the money was held. But there is something that very much bothers me about the facts. There were five meetings, we'll hear about those today, in which it was never a linkage made. There was one witness that is depended on over 600 times in the majority's report that in the end, after questioned, had to say, well, that was my presumption of what was happening. You see, this is an impeachment based on presumption. This is an impeachment, basically also a poll-tested impeachment on what actually sells to the American people. Today's going to be a lot of things. What it is not is fair. What it is not is about the truth. What is true today, and I just heard it just a moment ago in the articles themselves where it said, and the speaker, I believe, actually talked about this as well, is that the president weakened a foreign leader. You know what the truth of the matter is? Madam Speaker, the most interesting and deplorable thing that I've heard over the last few weeks is the actual attack by the majority on President Zelensky. Because they realize their whole crux of their case is that if he was not pressured, their house of cards falls. And by the way, it's already failed. But if we can't pressure, show pressure, then we either have to call him a liar, a world leader, or we have to make up names to call him. And that's exactly what happened in the Judiciary Committee when a member of the majority actually said he's acting or they're complaining to a battered wife. That is below the dignity of this body, to take a world leader and when he doesn't make your case for you, to belittle him, especially as is going to be often said by the majority that they're in the middle of a hot war with Russia. You see, President Trump actually did give them offensive weapons. President Trump did nothing wrong. We're going to talk about that all day long today. We went on process and we went on facts. Why? Because the American people will see through this. But before I close this first part, I will have to recognize that even the Senate, the minority leader in the Senate, recognizes that the House did not do their job because he can't make the case to his own members, so he's having to ask for witnesses, ask for more time. You see, and even yesterday, it was sort of funny. I thought it hilarious that the minority leader in the Senate went out and did a press conference and said, they denied my witnesses. They denied my request. Well, welcome to the club, Mr. Schumer. That's exactly what's happened over here for the last 3 months. Amen. So today, we're going to talk a lot about impeachment. We're going to talk a lot about a president, and we're going to talk about two articles of impeachment. Abuse of power, because they can't actually pin anything of factual basis on him. The president did nothing wrong in this issue. And then they're going to talk about obstruction of Congress. You know, obstruction of Congress, as I've said before, is like petulant children saying we didn't get our way when we didn't ask the right way and we didn't actually go after it and try to make a case. You know why, Madam Speaker? The clock and the calendar are terrible masters. And the majority will own that problem today. because to the clock and the calendar, facts don't matter.
All right, this is live coverage of the historic impeachment of President Trump. You know they're going to pass it this afternoon. They already have the votes. We're going to be going back and forth, showing mainly what the Republicans have to say, because the Democrats just repeat the same garbage over and over again. But we'll show some of what the Democrats have to say. But what we're really going to do is take your phone calls, because they want outfits like this silenced, because they don't want you having a voice. Well, you have a voice, and it's a voice you amplify when you spread the word about it, and when you pray for it, and when you support it. So I want to take your calls on this historic event and where you think it's going and what they're going to pull in the Senate. Did you just hear them? It's true. Now they want more time in the Senate because they don't want to pull back impeachment, but they want to drag it out longer, hoping something pops up. Well, they know what they're going to pop up. More allegations against the president that won't be inside the Senate trial, but will, they believe, add weight to that he's a villain. Get ready. We're not out of the woods yet. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. On impeachment, we're taking your phone calls on this Wednesday edition. Now, I want to show TV viewers this map, and I want to talk about it for radio listeners. This is a map that shows what's happening with UPS, very similar to USPS. And most of the country is one-day delivery, as you can see. Some parts of the country are two-day delivery, but all the country from Alaska to the great state of Hawaii is three-day. That's today. So that means if you order today, you'd get it Saturday in Hawaii. If you order by Friday, you'll still get it before Christmas. So do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Help fund the operation, and you can send gifts from the shopping cart as well. Just put in the note there at checkout, a note to your friends or family, and then you're funding the info war, not fighting traffic, and not funding the globalist. And we've got some of the best deals ever with double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, and the 12 days of Christmas going right now. I guess we're to like the ninth day of Christmas, because it only counts up until Friday to guarantee delivery before Christmas. And right now, 60% off the great nootropic, mental stamina is what I call it, Brainforce Plus. 30% off Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, fortified with colloidal silver, iodine, and tea tree. You get a combo, two tubes, it's 50% off. 60% off Knockout, 60% off Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 60% off Ultra 12. It's amazing. 50% off all of the apparel, 60% off Turbo Force, 60% off Ultimate Krill Oil, and there's even more new specials in the next few days, like Alpha Power, Stamina, Libido, Energy, even stronger than Supermel Vitality. Some people like Supermel Vitality better. It's apples and oranges. It's 60% off. InfoWarsStore.com. The Krill Oil, all of it. This is how we fund the operation. But these are great products that you really should try, like Turbo Force. Try the Turbo Force. We'll be right back with this historic event, your phone calls, and more. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
History is happening. Yes, impeachment is backfiring. But they've got tricks up their sleeves. The Democrats want to extend the Senate trial. My gut told me they would do that. I said that weeks ago. Trump wants to extend it so he has time to have his witnesses and expose them. But you see, they're going to sneak attack with more women saying they got raped. They're going to sneak attack with claiming N-words were said. None of it's going to be true. I've experienced the same stuff. They have a playbook. And just watch. At first, they wanted to have it done by Christmas. Now, I think it's going to probably go on past Christmas, maybe even to the new year. What is your take on it? I really respect it. Don't just say that. I'm always blown away by angles that listeners come up with that help me get a better picture. We're having a big open boardroom discussion here together. We're going to go to your phone calls, 877-789-2539. We've got live coverage going, but just during the break, I was watching Congressman Sensenbrenner. He was making some good points. Here he is.
Bribery or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Unlike the Nixon and Clinton cases, there are no allegations that the president has committed a crime. We've had almost 3 years of nonstop investigations. We've had the Mueller report, we've had the Schiff investigation, we've had the Nadler investigation, and at no time is there any evidence that indicates that Donald J. Trump violated any criminal statute of the United States. So why are we here? We're here because the majority caucus, the Democratic caucus, has been hijacked by the radical left. They have wanted to reverse the course of the 2016 election ever since Donald J. Trump won that election. So let's look at these two phony articles of impeachment. First of all, abuse of power. The phone call in question had the president say, "Our country has been through a lot. I want you to do us a favor, not me a favor, us a favor." And there he was referring to our country, the United States of America, not a personal political gain. He was not afraid to let this transcript go public, and he released the transcript almost immediately after the call. Now, the second article, impeachment, obstruction of Congress, it basically says that unless the president gives us everything we want and when we want it, then he's committed an impeachable offense. That's a bunch of bunk. The president has certain individual and privileges by virtue of his office. Whenever there's been a dispute between the executive and legislative branches heretofore, they've gone to court. And the Supreme Court a couple weeks ago said they would take jurisdiction over deciding whether the president had to comply with one subpoena relating to his tax returns. Now, here the Democrats have been bent to impeach the president of the United States before the court decides this. And this means that there's a rush job to do this. And why is there? Because they want to influence the 2020 elections. And they spent 3 years doing it. They spent millions of taxpayers' dollars, including the Mueller report, putting together this impeachment. And they also have had this Congress wrapped around impeachment and not doing their jobs until the dam broke this week. Stop this charade. Vote no, and I yield back.
Years back, the gentleman from New York.
All right, that was just minutes ago. We've got live coverage of it, but I wanted you to hear what Sensenbrenner said because it was absolutely on target, 100% true. Now, I know the audience knows that, but we've got to look beneath the surface here. Remember, 3 months ago, everybody said, "Alex, you're wrong. They're never going to bring forward impeachment on the stupid Ukraine thing. Nobody will buy that. It's going to be unpopular." Because their own focus group showed that, especially going into an election year. And they've already lied about Trump and been caught so many times that anybody with half a brain knew this was not a good idea. So why are they doing it? Because what Sensenbrenner just said, the radical Marxist-Leninist left that literally hates America, that's funded by the big foundations that are tax-exempt offshore robber barons who want to break up nation states and make us dysfunctional, it's all admitted by them, have financed this through colleges. I've got stacks of articles today and from yesterday I didn't get to where colleges are kicking people out if they're in class and they teach whites are inherently evil. And if you get up and say, that's racist, you're kicked out. People are now offended by regular scientific words. Two men were fired from a state-funded project in Canada for simply pointing out, oh, here comes some Eskimos. That's what they're called. the name Eskimo, people were offended. Because two white men who'd worked there for decades, who were doing construction work, talked about Eskimo in a private conversation. That's why they don't call it the Chinese New Year. The left said 20 years ago, oh, saying Chinese New Year hurts Chinese. They invented the calendar for the Chinese New Year. It's called the Chinese New Year, like the Gregorian calendar. Comes from what, the Romans? You know, the Ten Commandments is Jewish. It doesn't hurt Jews to say that. They're just making language and normal words offensive so that the people are scared of knowledge. And so these colleges are so dangerous now, and now it's permeating out into the compliance officers and the human resources departments and sensitivity training that is to create chips on the shoulders where America and the West cannot even operate. Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch just appeared on Fox and Friends this morning, making a point to parrot the Merry Christmas talking point of the GOP. Is he willing to go on Fox and throw a shout out to Republican narratives? If he is able to, what else is he willing to do? Now, that's not a Twilight Zone joke like, in the year 2019, writers for Playboy would go on a thing called Twitter and say that saying the word Christmas is evil. In Canada, in Australia, in England, in Texas, I see articles all the time where little kids hand out Christmas cards and the school admonishes them and says separation of church and state. Separation of church and state is you don't have the government saying one religion. A child can hand out Harry Potter cards, or they can hand out Christian cards, but it's only Christians they're blocking. England's banning Christmas cards in schools, saying it hurts the earth, but all other papers okay. There is a war on the word mother and father. There is a war on Christ in Christmas. They would always try to deny that. Now they admit that. This is a cult beyond anything we've ever seen. In China and in Russia under the Soviet Union, they made it the winter festival and tried to bring Christmas out of it and use Santa Claus and pushed him in there as well. Santa Claus wasn't popular till the 30s when Coca-Cola popularized the guy in a red suit with the black boots and the big belly. But now they even want that gone because it has some connection to Christ. Oh, and Santa Claus is white. We'll come back, go to your phone calls, cover all of this. It just shows what a dangerous cult. They're a revolutionary group. So this is just a warm-up for them. It's about dividing the country even if they fail. And they're going to pull some big tricks during the Senate trial.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Pamela Jayapal, the same one that says men just need to shut up. Men are inherently evil themselves. Here she is calling for Trump's impeachment. They've just voted to initiate the impeachment. It'll be passed by this evening for only, what, the third or fourth time in history. Here it is.
But if President Trump truly cared about corruption, then he would have listened to the talking points that were prepared by the National Security Council on anti-corruption. He did not. In fact, on those two calls with President Zelensky, he never mentioned the word corruption. He did not abide by the Department of Defense's own recommendation that Ukraine had passed all the anti-corruption benchmarks, and he didn't listen to the unanimous conclusion of all of his top advisors that he must release that aid to Ukraine. He did release the aid in 2017.
Let's not listen to any more of this. I mean, can you imagine what America will look like if globalists like this get full control of it? We'll look like every blue city. Needles, homeless, feces, mental illness, children being taught by pedophiles how to get kidnapped and murdered. We're going to take your phone calls on this historic event. We have Ezra Levant of Rebel Media with a lot of big news, riding shotgun with us starting at the bottom of the next hour. He's going to interview me for his show. You've got the War Room coming up with Owen Schroyer, knocking it out of the park. And he'll have live coverage. This debate's going to go on until this evening. They're talking about 3 hours of debate on both sides, but by the time you've got 6 hours, I would imagine that they're going to be up to about 6 o'clock this evening, Central, maybe 5 or 6 Eastern, maybe 7 Central. So we'll extend War Room coverage tonight right into that fourth hour, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want to take your calls right through the balance of the show. We'll continue to have snippets of what's happening. Now, let's go to some live feeds right now as the Republicans are going to another speaker. Here it is.
It is the gravest. At this time, it is my pleasure to yield a minute and a half to the gentlewoman from West Virginia. Ms. Miller.
Gentlelady is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition of H.R. 755. Today is a disappointing day. It is the day my colleagues...
An absolute political circus, simply because they don't like the man occupying the White House. Many Democrats have been intent on impeaching the president since the day he took office. Their actions are clearly motivated by hatred for President Trump. This impeachment vote today is the next step in their long-held plan to remove him from office. The partisan impeachment investigation run by the House Intelligence Committee was unnecessarily held behind closed doors in a room designed...
Despite the commitment of many of our colleagues to obstruct the Trump administration's agenda at every turn, our country continues to succeed. In this body, however, we have not been able to deliver on what Americans want and need. We still have not finished securing our border. The opioid epidemic still rages in our communities. Our infrastructure is still in dire need of an overhaul, and we still have not reached a bipartisan resolution on drug pricing. If Congress hadn't spent the last year stuck in a divisive, ugly, partisan impeachment debacle, think of what we could have done. The lives that could have been saved, the communities that could have been improved, the crisis on our southern border ended, and the positive work that we should do for our country. But we didn't, all because of divisive political theatrics. Congress can do better than this, and America deserves better. I yield back my time.
The gentlelady yields back, and the gentleman from Georgia reserves. The gentleman from New York.
Mr. Speaker, I now yield 2 minutes to the distinguished gentleman from Rhode Island, Mr. Cicilline.
Gentleman is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I rise in support of the articles of impeachment against Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States. Mr. Speaker, no one runs for Congress to impeach a president, but this president has left us no choice. President Trump abused the enormous powers of his office when he solicited foreign interference for the purpose of helping him in his reelection campaign in 2020. The president betrayed our national security and undermined the security of our elections when he put his own personal political interests ahead of the interests of our country. He tried to cheat to win re-election. And this wasn't an attack on Vice President Biden. This was an attack on our democracy. And if we do not hold the president accountable today, we will no longer live in a democracy. We will live in a dictatorship where any future president will be free to abuse their office in order to get re-elected.
Ladies and gentlemen, what globalism is private interest getting control through the bureaucracies, controlling the politicians, and then selling out the people's interest to multinational corporations. That's what they stand for. And the idea that the president's becoming a dictator because the president of another country brought up Joe Biden bragging, how he said, you fire that prosecutor investigating my son, or I'm going to hold $1 billion up. I said, you got 6 hours. And he did what I told him to do. I mean, should I play that clip again? I don't think anybody needs me to play that clip again. But maybe we should, because you see Twitter and Facebook and YouTube try to block videos of Joe Biden and of Trump ads showing that, and they call them deceptive. Just like when Jim Acosta grabbed the microphone back and shoved the young lady in the White House, they said that we doctored the tape for zooming in on it so you could see it closer. That's not doctoring, as the president said. So again, a total wall of lies. What is this distracting us from, though, while we're watching this? Well, it's not talking about the corruption of the Democrats, is it? And if the American people don't come out in giant numbers and get control of the House again, and if the Republicans lay there like they did before when they had the House and the Senate and do nothing in the first 2 years, then God help us. Because these people are revolutionaries. They're trying to overthrow our country. They're trying to destroy our republic. They're going for broke. We're not the ones that escalated to this point. Let's see a representative from Alabama, Mike Rogers, is talking about.
On this hoax and put our nation first. That's exactly what President Trump is doing. The United States has record low unemployment, historic performance in the stock market. President Trump is rewriting failed trade deals of the past to put America first. He's rebuilding our military. He helped create the Space Force, and the list goes on. I implore my colleagues to end this spectacle now. I yield back.
Gentleman yields back. The gentleman reserves. Gentleman from New York, Mr. Nadler.
Mr. Speaker, I'm hearing a lot from my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, except a defense of President Trump's conduct, which is indefensible. I now yield 2 minutes to the distinguished gentleman from Florida, Mr. Deutsch.
The gentleman from Florida is recognized.
Some say this impeachment is about 8 lines in a call transcript.
This
but
guy,
there is so much
one of the
more.
Biggest liars I've ever
this
seen.
This is about a scheme that lasted months and involved
he dozens. Says that I say nobody died.
Look at the evidence. Look at
in Parkland, Florida. I never said that.
Text messages, emails, calls, and meetings way back in May. The president told
that's enough. I can't listen to any more of it. We're going to go to your phone calls right when we come back. Jack, William, Matt, Caleb, Levi, Danny, Justin, Javon, Gina, James. Bam, 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 bam. I am getting better about taking calls. I really appreciate you all calling in. And so now we're going to take hour after hour after hour of phone calls today. Mike Adams will be hosting the fourth hour. As I told you, the War Room with Owen Schroyer is going to extend out tonight with Savannah Hernandez and others doing a great job co-hosting. And we've got all the footage of Owen going down to two different impeach Trump rallies in Austin and incredible footage of Savannah being attacked by leftists physically, Owen being attacked, bottles being thrown at them. It's getting insane. It's getting absolutely, totally, and completely out of control. But that's because these people have been taught in the universities that they have a right to rule and that America sucks. And they're the saviors that are going to redistribute everything and save us. We're going to go to break. Please don't forget that InfoWars is strong. We're reaching people. We're doing great things thanks to your help. But the department we're not as strong in is financials. I want to expand in 2020. So I'm doing things like spending my meager savings to make sure we can do it because I've got to go all in. I can't sit here and watch these people continue to do this. But it makes it so much easier if you just do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. 12 days of Christmas right now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, massive specials up to 75% off on apparel, on books, on films. Check it all out.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide. Should have hidden it, shouldn't you?
We are back live. Live coverage of this historic impeachment. You can count on one hand how many times this has happened. They've got the votes. Why are they doing it? Why is it hurting them in the polls? Why don't they care? We're taking your calls on that right now. And by 5, 6, or 7 tonight, we're not sure. It depends on how they take breaks. But we'll be covering it live at InfoWars.com and Band.Video. They will vote on the actual impeachment that will then go to the Senate. We'll have live historic coverage here And please, so your friends, your family, your neighbors, people that you don't know, get a chance to see a different perspective than what the corporate media is putting out, please send the live feed of the show. That's at band.video and on the front page of InfoWars.com out to everybody you know so they can get the real coverage of this. That's how we reach new people. Thank you so much. The stations that want to pick us up, we will, again, also have continual coverage of this evening as well on the radio and TV satellites. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Matt in California. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Alex, what's up, man? I want to start by wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, regardless of all of the satanic crap we have to deal with. We still have that in our hearts. And I want to say that what the Democrats are doing is very reptilian. They first lie, and then they shapeshift. Right now, they're in the shapeshifting phase. They're now saying, we care about the Constitution. We're doing this for America. We care about our children. And it's funny, they're never, ever mentioned anything about this in the past.
Well, actually, they do say something. They viciously attack America, attack family, attack capitalism for the average person, make themselves all tax exempt while attacking anybody that's middle class. But you're right. They hate America. They hate the family. But now they suddenly love it. That's extremely transparent. Do they not know how ridiculous this looks?
Yeah. I mean, I created a hat. It's a MAGA hat. It just says, I know you are, but what am I on it? So anytime a leftist comes up and I see your hat and they're about to just say, you're a racist. I'd be like, yeah.
I know you are, but what am I?
Well, yeah. It just blows their minds up.
God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call, Matt. We're going to move quick here. Let's talk to William in Michigan, then Jack in Georgia. William, welcome.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call. First off, I start my day off with your Super Blue. Then I go into the BioTrue Selenium, the Krill Oil X2, X3. Your new Vaso Beats is phenomenal. Living Defense, Ultra 12, and Honor Roll for my kids. I hope you get that back in soon. I just wanted to go over the states. Right now, if you look at the battle lines being drawn, you have the right to carry, the Second Amendment, open carry, and the heartbeat bill, where if you're an infant, you have and you're in your mom's womb, and you have a heartbeat, you can't kill the baby. Sorry. And then you have the other states that have drawn their battle line saying, okay, we're going to take all your guns. Look at Governor Northam and Virginia, what he's doing up there. We're going to take all your guns, and you can have abortion after the baby's dead. Make them comfortable, right? But also, if you bring in quantum computing, the breakthroughs that they've had in that into it, and you bring in the interest rates throughout the globe, zero to negative interest rates. You look at China, they're going to be pushing into Hong Kong. They're already there, and they're going to push Taiwan, I think, after the election, regardless who wins. And if you look at the Temple of Solomon, there's all sorts of facts that are coming out that it was originally in the City of David, and it was on the Southeast Ridge, and the dimensions all fit. So if they rebuild the temple there and they find out, and okay, that's where it's at. And then you bring into the equation 12 to 13 years away from the exact date that Jesus was killed. I mean, it's kind of living revelations. Everything's kind of coming together. And if we're Babylon, we're going to fall soon. Look what's going on in our country.
Well, look at how the Clintons, and we know they were really behind it, bombed Olympic Park in 96 at the Olympics, then tried to blame Richard Jewell, then tried to blame other people. But they were the ones that did it 200 years after 1776. So you're absolutely right. The devil isn't omnipresent, but he tries to line it up with things God's done as part of his blasphemy. Thank you, William. Jack, we'll talk to you in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The impeachment of President Donald John Trump is live. And we have continued coverage of the ongoing debates that should be concluded right during prime time tonight. The way I look at the clock, the debate just started less than an hour ago. That should come in about 7 o'clock Eastern, between 6:30 and 7 o'clock Eastern. We'll have live coverage here right after the war room tonight with Owen Schroyer, Savannah Hernandez. As soon as I'm done going to my daughter's choir recital I will be here as well. Mike Adams was going to be hosting the fourth hour, but we have mountain juniper fever here, as it's known. When it comes, it's huge clouds of it. It's not an indigenous plant, and it coats the lungs. People think they have a cold. If I wasn't taking Pollen Block, literally an InfoWarsLife.com product, this would be 10 times worse for me. So I'm not really feeling discomfort. I just have it coating my larynx and a little bit of the sniffles. But a lot of folks are knocked down by it. You can actually see it coming off the trees. In fact, guys, type into YouTube, cedar trees, pollen, Austin, Texas. And you'll see a tree, when it releases, just go, and all this orange yellow goes off of it. And it's unbelievable what it does to people. But Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting the fourth hour right through to the war room with Savannah Hernandez and live coverage of this. Why is it happening? Because they've held up all this legislation to renegotiate NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization deals, which China and Mexico are hating because they're a lot better deals for us. It changes the subject from all the crimes they've committed, and they believe it further divides the nation. But as a caller said yesterday very astutely, we've reached the apex of division in America. People now see through it. So they've hit as much division as they're going to get with the tactics they've been using. So now people are starting to come together. They've hit the peak. But they still can't stop and save face. So what are they going to do? What are they going to pull? That is the question. Because they can't help but exercise the power they've got in the House. Because that's what I've learned about the occult and Satanist and globalist is they're one-dimensional. And they just can't help but use power, even if it destroys them. But are we going to be pissed about this? Are we going to remember this in 320 days during the election? Are we going to rout these Democrats out and rout all these Republican blue bloods out? Are we going to do it? Jack says he's Air Force vet, DOJ. America needs to fight back. Give us your take on this situation.
Yes, sir. First of all, quick aside, brother, I love you and your whole crew, and I've probably done 20 grand with your products in the last couple of years because they work.
You're the only reason we're on air, brother, so thank you. Thank you for keeping me in the fight. Thank you.
Sir, happy to help. Absolutely. Unless these folks start going to prison for real crimes, everything you've said, Alex, has been 100% on the money. We know they traded Nick secrets. I read the reports when I was in. It's a fact. To the Chinese. We know they traded off our yellow cake to the Russians. We know absolutely beyond a doubt they have crimes. So unless this void is met with justice, this is going to explode. The pressure cooker has to be diffused. Has to be. So I'm thinking the real Andy Jackson moment. It's got to happen. Maybe it takes us. Maybe it takes people to push this. Maybe it needs to be popularized, memed, whatever. But we have to have the real Andy Jackson.
You're absolutely right, sir. What do you think is coming next, and how do we counter it?
Well, I agree with your previous assessment. I believe this is a spiritual war, and I believe that it's kind of like, and I'm not going to jump off into this too much, but it's like John the Baptist says, as he gains, I diminish. Well, the devil is diminishing, and Christ is gaining. And
I do want you to take time. We've got a guest coming up, but we're going to take calls throughout this, and you're absolutely right. As I've gotten older, I learned how important and real the Bible is. When I was young and ignorant, I couldn't understand it. Now that I've been through a bunch of stuff, and now it's all right there emblazoned, and absolutely, that's what's happening is they're diminishing, they're getting stupider, they're falling apart, and then those of us that are with Christ are getting stronger and greater discernment, and they see that and are absolutely going into a rage right now.
Yes, sir, 100%. In fact, there are two. I'm Catholic, and much like Owen, I have the same kind of background. And if you look to both Pope Leo, which inspires the warrior prayer to Saint Michael, and Fatima, both of those dovetail precisely into 2017, and that is, I believe, that apex that you were talking about around October of 17. And if you've noticed since then, their cries and screaming of these demons have only increased. I mean, you're on the street with them every day, so it's fascinating to watch them come apart.
And by the way, everybody's seen the videos. They now, at least a third of the Democrats at rallies go, I love Satan and I'm going to kill you. I want babies. I want to hurt babies. I mean, I've got video.
Yes.
And you're like, you love, yes, and Satan will get you. You're going down, Jones, and we're going to get your family. I mean, it's like The Exorcist.
See, not only will Satan not win, but the ultimate humility to Satan is he will be crushed by God's creation. In fact, the Bible speaks to that clearly. He'll be his head will be crushed under the heel of the woman, which refers, I believe, to Virgin Mary, and I believe that's exactly what he's saying. So that's the ultimate humiliation for this scumbag, is he's going to be crushed by what he views as inferior creation.
All right, I appreciate your call. Great points. Thank you so much, Jack. I know this. We're living in historical times, and the demons are coming out of people. You're seeing it all over the place, and it's really the battle lines are becoming clear. Call it whatever you want. I mean, it's crazy. It happens all over the world. It happens historically, and it's happening again. Levi in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I'll make this really quick for you. Yesterday, you asked this question, what are they going to do? And I prayed about it. And two events happened last night that the deep state tipped their hand. Virginia. The reason why they're going after Virginia with the firearms is to declare martial law. Now, watch how this unfolds. In the press in the past 2 weeks, they've been screaming that the Republicans in the Senate have already made up their mind. They've already decided that they're just going to sham the trial. Okay? And last night, the Virginia rep, McEachin, came out and said again that they're going to call in the National Guard and they're going to arrest all the sheriffs and enforce.
No, you're right.
Law.
In fact, I saw that last night and I went and looked it up, and the reps are saying it. And I meant to start the show with that today. It's actually in there in my office on the desk. And then I got distracted with the impeachment vote. But absolutely, and it's in all the different Soros documents that have come out, they want to trigger a race war or a civil war, and they want to do it with gun confiscation. They own Northam because he got caught in the KKK outfit and saying kill the babies after they're born, keep them comfortable. And so they are absolutely trying to start a civil war. There it is, ABC News 13. Representative Rep says military enforcement for new gun legislation, National Guard response. I mean, that's ABC News, and we live in this craziness that Alex Jones has been conditioned just to accept the level of tyranny that I didn't start the show with that. In fact, download that newscast. That's what I watched last night. I remember 2 days ago, it's like, there's a rumor they're going to have the National Guard. No, they're in the State House saying, we're going to arrest sheriffs that don't confiscate the guns. We're going to register and take all the semi-autos. And, I mean, yeah, and they know that'll cause a civil war. You are damn right, Levi. Go ahead.
Wait, there's more. Last night, around 10 p.m., Ginsburg talked to CNN, and she made comments about the Republicans deciding. And she said that if a judge made that, they would be removed from the case. Here's what I believe is going to happen. They're going to position Virginia to go into a state of martial law.
Hold on. Don't hang up. I'm not doing a cliffhanger. We have to go to breaks at certain times. The satellites fire for radio and TV stations. Coming right back to you in just a few minutes, Levi. Stay there. And then James, Gina, Lee, Aaron, Caleb, Terry, just everybody, stay with us. Spread the word about the live broadcast. It's all happening. They want the UN to confiscate the guns. That's official.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The globalists have only captured the main blue cities on the east and west coast. Once they get control, there's pure election fraud and the people are literally enslaved. Look at that map in Congress right now. The areas in red are Republican, are populist, love America. The areas in blue are captured globalist zones. Now, Obama had a plan under Strong Cities Initiative of the United Nations to confiscate firearms and to create a civil emergency out of it. Bloomberg has funded the election of hundreds of district attorneys and sheriffs to begin gun confiscation under red flag laws in Democrat-controlled states. It's happening. And now, here's the headline, ABC News. Virginia rep suggests military enforcement for new gun legislation. National Guard responds. He said that 3 days ago. Now more Democrats have joined him. The governor has said, we're going to register your guns, and then we're going to pass a law to take them. And sheriffs that don't go along with it, we're going to come after you. So this is how civil war started. The last two wars for independence and the Civil War started in Virginia. So history doesn't just rhyme, it repeats. Levi in Texas, recap what you were saying and then lay this out. Because Democrats admit they want to cause a civil war. They want to push us into open confrontation. And they've got control of the system in Virginia now. The courts, the governorship, and, of course, the legislature. And they're making their move. People say, well, it'll cause a war. That's the plan, my dear Watson. Please continue.
Okay. The important thing about Virginia is that it is south of Washington, D.C. There's only, by declaring martial law in Virginia, it'll shut down Interstate 81, 95, 66, 77, 85, 64, and that will isolate Washington, D.C., with only one interstate coming in from the west from in Maryland, which is Interstate 68. And they don't need to worry about north because all of that is Democrat-controlled territory. Now, they're going to move on this. And like I said, for the past 2 weeks, the press has been running that the Republicans in the Senate are shooting their mouth off, especially Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham and others, that they've already made up their mind. They're going to coordinate with the Trump administration. Okay, they're not going to call any witnesses. Okay, it's being painted as a farce trial. They won't allow Schumer to call in, okay, witnesses, claiming that it's not going to become like the House became. This is all being set up to give the Democrats. Once the trial is over, Trump will be acquitted in the Senate. But it's a trap. It is a ete brute moment because the Democrats are then going to run to the Supreme Court. And this is where Ginsburg opened her mouth last night to CNN, and she let the cat out of the bag. They'll run to the Supreme Court. And the insurance policy that Stortz and Page were talking about is Chief Justice Roberts, who I believe with all my heart is compromised. He's going to be on the Senate. He's going to be controlling the trial. The Democrats will file a brief with the United States Supreme Court saying that the trial was a sham, that the Republicans already made up their mind before they heard any of the evidence, that it was tainted. And I believe that the Supreme Court will rule that the trial is defunct, it's bad, and that they, by a liberal majority, with the swing vote being Chief Justice Roberts, will remove the President of the United States on legal technicalities. And at the same time they do this, Virginia will declare martial law, shutting down all the interstates, preventing people from amassing on Washington in anger because they'll be able to control and shut down all routes of travel into Washington, and it will plunge this nation into civil unrest like you haven't believed. I prayed about this last night, and this is what I believe the Lord showed me their plan is.
That's why people've got to go to D.C. now. I've been saying don't wait. Everybody needs to get up there. We've had our crew there. Will Johnson's there. I intend to go back up there. People need to get there and let them know. But I agree with you. When you read all their different documents, they want civil war. They want civil unrest. They want confrontations because they're losing. And that's why they're putting us into this impeachment, hoping, as Senator Paul said on Monday, to trigger civil unrest. Levi, they're going for broke. And I think this is a real scenario. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But the Democrats have taken the guns everywhere else. They're in control. They are priming things in Virginia to start a fight. I think Beto was a test to that, saying, hell yes, we're coming after your AR-15s. None of that's happened by accident. So I agree, this is something they're wargaming. Exposing it has a good chance of stopping it. You're a smart cookie. What else do you think we can do to make sure this doesn't happen?
Everybody, first off, first and foremost, my brothers and sisters in Christ need to realize that God doesn't use perfect people. We need to come together in prayer for Trump. Trump needs to open up his eyes and realize that he cannot do this alone. He has got to start. He should be getting rid of people. I want to know why, okay, Brennan still has his security clearance. Trump revoked it, and he still has it. Why aren't those people
being attacked? That's right. There's open rebellion. It's why they try to keep the president isolated so he doesn't know what's going on.
He needs to not only talk softly, but he needs to carry.
No, I hear you. We're out of time, Levi. We're going to watch this Virginia situation very, very closely as it unfolds. It's really happening. You're absolutely right. This is The Hill. Virginia National Guard responds after Democrat lawmakers suggest maybe needed to enforce gun control measures using the military. Well, they've used the UN everywhere else. All the blue cities, they've taken the guns. They want to try to use the 25th Amendment against the president to remove him. They won't need the votes in the Senate if they create enough of a hysteria. That's their plan. Doesn't mean they're going to succeed, but they're making a run at it. And these people are outrageous criminals. The woman up on the dais right now, Representative Karen Bass of California, she says if this doesn't work, he gets reelected, they're going to try to impeach him again. Doesn't even know what for. Or she said, oh, because he's a Russian agent. You're a globalist agent. You're an anti-American filth. You're a puppet. You're a nobody. Picked because you were scum. Running California into the ground, witch. More of your phone calls right when I come back from break. I'm taking 7 phone calls in a 10-minute segment. I'm going to James, and I'm going to Danny, and I'm going to everybody, according to how long they've been holding. Boom, boom, boom. But that was an important caller. I've been meaning to get into Virginia in more detail. Briefly, 12 days of Christmas. We're in the middle of it right now. Do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in by Friday. Guaranteed deliver before Christmas anywhere in the United States. We have the 12 days of Christmas, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip, 60% off BrainForce Plus, 25 to 50% off all apparel, 60% off TurboForce, krill oil, 60% off, knockout, 60% off, bodies, 60% off, Ultra 12, 60% off. Please do your shopping with us. We need the funding, plus they're great products.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Epic is overused. And so when it's time to say things are epic, people are like, oh, yeah, right, epic. No, this what's going on is epically bad, epically out of control. But the response to it is epic. There are so many videos coming out of globalist politicians being confronted by patriots. In almost every case, they're saying InfoWars.com is the battle cry. Just like Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, showing people are awake. It's amazing. We've got our own Owen and Savannah Hernandez being attacked last night. We've got video, InfoWarrior attacked by libs, that's really fascist, for crashing L.A. Trump impeachment rally. That footage is coming up. Ezra Levant of the Rebel Media will be in studio with us. There is so much to cover. A lot of it doesn't get on air, and it's just as important. It's at InfoWars.com, and it's at NewsWars.com. But make no mistake, these are authoritarians. Neil Gorsuch, Supreme Court, came out on Fox News, was interviewed and said, Merry Christmas. And the left's going crazy, calling it a hate crime. I'm not joking. These people want total domination of your minds. I mean, no one would put up with this in classic cults, but this is it. It's incredible. Thank God people are waking up to them. All right, who's up next here? Let's talk to who's been holding the longest. Let's talk to James in Indiana. James, thank you for calling. They're going to vote to impeach the president today. They believe just that term will discredit him. That's just the indictment by this kangaroo group of Democrats. What's your view on this?
Well, this is what I did today. I have never made a donation to any media outlet in my entire life. I just made a $100 donation to InfoWars.com. I am asking in the next hour that 1,000 patriots make a $100 donation to let you be their voice, because there's so many people on the sidelines right now. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to react. And before I took speech class, I couldn't stand up either. So I understand these people that can't say anything, or they're afraid to be retaliated by the government because they are crooked and they will use the justice system to come after people.
They're not just trying to impeach the president right now. They're trying to destroy every media outlet that tells the truth. They took over. They did a national intelligence infiltration of the NRA as Russians almost destroyed the NRA, shut down their media operation. So we've been hit the same, but we're smaller, so they couldn't get us shut down. So thank you, because we need that support now. We are at the critical tip of the spear. We are critical to the fight, so thank you, because it's neck and neck here for us. Where do you think all this is going, James?
President Trump posted, if you go to DuckDuckGo, it's War on Democracy. He posted what he sent to Pelosi. They have a poll there from left to right. It shows who's for and who's not for impeachment. It looks like a big penis. The Democrats are trying to dick this president. And if you also look at, if you search Congress has obstructed America, my article in Indiana was just published yesterday. And it's the only one on the internet. It sits there and it points out all the crap that they're doing. If you like that article, you can Google my name on the bottom there, and I put other articles out that I've called out the Social Security Administration. I've called out the VA. I just saw...
Sure, James, tell us the name of your article again.
The article is Congress has obstructed America.
Oh, that's what it's doing. It's obstructing the orderly process of Congress, of administrating things, of running things, of passing laws, and it's been sabotaging us. That's what they've been doing. Look how they're trying to plunge the economy to stop Trump. They admit they're doing it. That's incredible. That's attacking the interests of the U.S. That's obstructing the country. That's working with foreign powers.
But like I was saying with the Patriots, they can't give you $100, give you $10. If you can only give a dollar on your donation page at the bottom, your address is there, stick a dollar, stick it in the mail. It's not going to hurt you. But if 1,000 people do it, they will help your cause. Owen has been tremendous. That's the only reason I ever found out about InfoWars. I was like, wow, this is genius. I watch you guys more now than I do Fox, because I didn't know about it.
Well, brother, if people chain reaction us, it's game over. Thank you. Yes, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you can look at the donate button or the contact button. We need to make it a little bit more prominent. And at checkout, you can add donations, because then we get like 95% of the money, after the credit card fee or whatever for us or you. But we just need the support. You see what our reporters are doing. They're kicking butt. And I'm trying to hire 5 or 6 more reporters right now. And I'll just be, flat out honest with you. I'm selling my house to have the money in the next year to do it, which is fine. I put the money in the house because I didn't trust the banks to do that. But we're spending our reserves right now, because at a spiritual level, I can feel it. We need to be 100% in the fight. Okay, I said I'd take 10 calls. Just spent 4 minutes with that guy. He was a great caller. Thank you. Let's go ahead. Up next is Danny in Oregon. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Well, I have had a really hard time trying to get on with you.
Well, welcome.
But I think that's just, the devil's been trying to hinder all of us in every way possible, and you just got to keep at it. It's truly just very visceral and obvious that the devil is just waging full attack on all of us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Evil, whether you believe in the devil or not, evil is on the march right now, but it's causing a massive awakening.
Right. I mean, I thought of something this morning. It kind of boils down to kind of two types of people right now. There's people who are lying, and there's people who know they're being lied to.
Yes.
There's people that don't know. So you're either lying or you're being lied to, one of the two, or both. I want to echo what the other gentleman said, as far as donating to InfoWars. Everybody calls in to thank you, but I want to, and of course, I love you, Alex, but I'd like to thank the listeners, they're the ones keeping this going, like you say, without them supporting the show and getting the great product.
Absolutely. It's the listeners possible that deserve the thanks, just as much as any of us on air. And we're all just fighting so hard. And the great news is we're having a big effect. I mean, if we weren't having a huge effect, I would not be killing myself doing this, because I'd say, well, it's up to somebody else. No, we've been given the providence. We've been given the discernment. We've been given this. And I am very humbled by it. Where do you see all this ending up?
Oh, well, I certainly hope that I'm right in thinking that God will,
you know, be in control in the end. I mean, he will either way, but I'm praying and hoping that, you know, the Senate will shut this down as the joke that it is. But, you know, it's just alarming to see the Democrat side of the government gaslighting the entire country, just saying, oh, you know, we're just going to convince you that something happened, even though we all know it didn't. You know,
it's incredible. Absolutely. And it's like they're bad actors. Thank you, sir. Gaslighting the whole country. They're absolutely attempting to do that. And here's a big question for tomorrow. What if they did remove him in the Senate? What would the removal of Trump look like? And then what would they do next to get rid of Pence, to put Pelosi in, who they admit they want in, who would then make Hillary vice president? You know, they get rid of Trump, Hillary's running. She's just waiting to the convention 6 months out from now to come to a broker convention. That's her plan. Gina in Virginia, thank you for holding. Thank you for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
And I've listened to your program for 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah, you really woke me up. You're a great historian. I'm really angry at these demon rats, syncopath liars. That's what they are. They're players playing their hands. I wish it would stop. I prayed to God this morning for a God shot, for a miracle, for this to all end. I've called Congress many times. I have called the White House, giving positive messages to Trump and Pence. I have even emailed the White House.
Good.
And Congress. I've tried to email you, but I don't have the number. That's not important. Hey, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't hear people plug some products like the clothing, which we own a lot, and the hats. Mine is favorite is Tyranny Response Team.
Yes.
My husband's is the Molen Labe.
Molen Labe, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's a great shirt. We get a lot of compliments on that, by the way.
Absolutely. That's how you meet like-minded people.
Oh, yeah. We have the InfoWars bumper stickers all over our truck. Okay.
Let me ask you this question, Gina. Let me ask this question. Sure. Think about it during the break. I'm going to come back to you briefly.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ezra Levant is riding shotgun with us for the rest of this hour and all of the next hour. Then Owen Schroyer is taking over in the fourth hour and going to host 3+ hours of War Room. I'll be back as well this evening for live coverage of the historic impeachment of Trump in the House. Again, that's just the indictment, like the grand jury. And we've got a host of issues to get to here. Your calls at 877-789-2539. Ezra Levant heads up rebelnews.com. And if I go over his whole bio, it would take quite a while, but he's launched one of the most successful media operations in Canada on mainstream TV. Got huge ratings, and then the state regulators came in and shut down their speech. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, then he's launched the Rebel News. It's been very successful with Tommy Robinson and people like Gab McGinnis and so many others. And without him, those folks would never have even had some of those platforms before they got deplatformed and once they did. So we're really blessed to have Ezra Levant out there because there's not a lot of people putting their money where their mouth is. So we're very thankful to have him here. You're a smart guy, a nuanced fella. Why would the Democrats launch this when even their internal poll showed it was unpopular 3 months ago? Now it's proven to be spectacularly unpopular. It's a platform now in the Senate to show all the corruption that they've been involved in, that they projected onto Trump. What do you expect them to do? Why couldn't they help themselves? How did they do it? What are the different scenarios? I don't want to be too confident here. How could they turn lemons into lemonade? Ezra, what do you think?
You pay attention more than 99.9% of people. Most people don't read a newspaper.
Most people get their news from the late night comedy shows. And so all you're going to see is the one clip. And that'll be all I think 80% of people know. And in 6-9 months from now, the waters will be muddy. It'll just be Trump was impeached. Forget the details. Forget how they made the sausage. You and I follow the minutiae. But most people don't have time for that. So all that will be left is the stain of the accusation.
Exactly. Just the word impeachment and them reading the charge. And you can see them saying, he was impeached. He was impeached.
Yeah. It's a talking point that they'll be able to, it's an asterisk they can forever stick to his name.
Do you think they've miscalculated? I mean, looking out there at the American people, how do you think they're going to respond to this? If they're already getting pissed off.
I see Trump himself has tweeted polls showing that he now leads every Democratic contender. I think right now people are thinking, leave this to the election. Why are you impeaching a guy? Let's have it out. I think there's fair-minded Americans, even Democrats. Reminds me of Brexit in a way. There were people who voted to remain in the EU, but when they saw the shenanigans, the establishment trying to squash the vote, they said, whoa, I wanted to remain, but not this way.
So why are the Democrats tone deaf then if this is ultimately going to hurt them? 80% chance, let's be fair with it. Maybe they're going to pull a rabbit out of a hat. Why couldn't they? I mean, why'd they do it? Why did they? It's like Hitler. He was already losing World War II. Why do you attack Russia? I mean, it's like getting my ass kicked over here in Africa. Let me just go attack, guys that destroyed Napoleon.
I think a couple of reasons. First of all, some of them are victims of Trump derangement syndrome. They truly think he's so evil, he must have done something.
That's it. They're crazed.
Yeah. And, people have said Trump equals Hitler so often. If you actually believe that, you would do anything in your power to stop him. You know, it's like the old imagination game. If you could go back in time, would you kill baby Hitler? If you thought Donald Trump, if you actually believed he was evil, you would do anything.
So there's a certain percentage of people that just buy whatever they're told.
Yeah. And who's calling the shots in Congress? Is it Nancy Pelosi or is it the radical squad, Ilhan Omar?
I think they are.
Yeah. And so I think this train has started.
Because they represent what the left has really fully radicalized into.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to work in the general election, but it sure is hot right now. And everyone in the presidential primaries, boy, they're tacking left.
Let's shift gears to where you really, because you're an expert on Canadian politics, U.S. politics, you cover them all for many years. You called what happened with Boris Johnson a third of the Labour Party defecting conservatives for the first time I've ever seen, a majority, even in a parliamentary system for the Tories, by the left. I've been told, and that's what Paul Watson's saying over in the UK, that's Farage is saying, you're big in the UK, you spend a lot of time there, that this telling Labour voters, you better allow millions of Muslims to come in, you better send your kids to mosque to pray as they do at field trips, you better submit to the grooming gangs, you better, hate the UK, white people are racist. That brainwashing really backfired and has basically not just crippled, some are saying destroyed the Labour Party and totally backfired.
They went so far, they went even farther than AOC and the squad went here. Jeremy Corbyn, he was posing with a Hezbollah terrorist flag. He was so far out there.
So walk through why people, why do we care about Boris Johnson? Well, it's a bellwether for the rest of the world, just like Brexit was a bellwether for Trump.
Absolutely. Everyone was against Brexit except the people, the media. Even all the political parties, even though the conservatives said they were for it, they weren't really. The media, the banks, any international agency. I even saw the British Sandwich Association said if Brexit goes through, you won't have good sandwiches anymore. I'm not making that up. So everyone was against it. But I think it was a way for people to lash back at the establishment, whether the grievance was open borders, immigration, and what that does, driving down wages, driving up real estate, extremely expensive there. The Islamification of the UK. I think it was also, the UN, we don't like the UN in Canada and the United States, but imagine if the UN actually passed laws that were binding in America and Canada. That's what the European Union was to the UK. So it was a great throwing off, sort of like Trump's victory was a great
throwing off. So this is a real rebellion.
I think. And I tell you, Boris Johnson, if he does, he will go through with it. But if not, I think they've destroyed the threat of democracy there because if you play a game, you got to be bound by the rules. Brexit won, and for 3 years they've delayed it. You have no idea the damage that did to the rule of law, the respect for authority in that country. In some ways, it's good. People are dissidents.
Well, you're right. So first they said 4 years ago that Brexit was an anomaly, that all these other populists got elected. Merkel's barely hanging on, playing games with parliament numbers, but her parties have been routed out of power mainly. Some say Germany's next. And now this is a real global realignment to populism, nationalism, and really to Western values, I think.
Well, and I want to talk about the most interesting pro-democracy, pro-freedom, anti-establishment force in the world right now. I'm talking about the Hong Kong protests.
Oh, yes.
Because they haven't had a lot of support from around the world. I mean, the American Congress voted in their support, thumbs up. But where are all the left-wing human rights activists? Where's the Amnesty Internationals? Where's the Reporters Without Borders? Where's all those people? Well, they're in league with China. Either ideologically they're sympathetic, or they like China as a counterweight to America, or they want to make money. You know, people look at China and see the huge market. These democracy protesters, they're going to mess it up. Those are the heroes, and that's an anti-establishment rebellion too.
I totally agree with you. Why suddenly, it's all over the world, there is rebellions against establishment, against globalism, against neoliberalism, against Islamic takeover. Almost every rebellion, and they're becoming successful, is whether they're Asian or whether they're Latin American or whether they're American or European, whoever they are, they're rebelling against globalism. Russia's rebelling against globalism. I mean, it's all over the place. Where did it come from?
You know, I saw some polls in Hong Kong that Hong Kong people now regard themselves as an identity. Before these troubles, they were Chinese. They were proud to be part of this massive monolith. But now, no, we're Hong Kong people. You see the same in Taiwan. No, we're not Chinese.
By them trying to take their basic agreements and rights they had, now they've just made them get more radical.
And a real identity. There's a Hong Kong identity now. And it's amazing to me that they're waving American flags. What a symbol. If only Americans love those values. You know, it's sort of eerie to be taught about freedom by folks halfway around the world. And I look at all these Antifa thugs in Canada, the United States, young people, they don't even know what they stand for.
Well, you know what the Bible says? I mean, we should come back to talk about this because you've covered it. My reporters have been over there. A prophet's not known in his own country. And literally, people value us because we're not perfect, but they've seen how much better it is than what they had. They aspire to that. And then people that have grown up with it, like Paul Bratz, are like, yeah, I don't, you know.
Well, yeah, I don't respect Antifa in America. I don't, and in Canada. I don't think they actually, I think many of them are paid. I think many of them
no, they are
just the street gangs.
Our good buddy, Soros, is a big funner.
Well, absolutely. I'm inspired by these young people. I mention that because I think these things are all around the world.
By the way, I say good buddy. You're one of the only other people targeted like I've been with all these fake lawsuits and all this globalist garbage. I mean, they have really, really been coming after us. That's why you know that we're effective. We're going to start the third hour with your phone calls. We've got a whole bunch of topics with Ezra Levant, U.S. politics, Trump, political correctness, censorship, Brexit UK, Tommy Robinson, what's happening with him, tech, China, Hong Kong. We started to get into United Nations and globalism and so much more. And we know this Jessica Goblin creature that's part of the Jabba the Hutt movement known as the Trans Time, whatever. You've had run-ins with this creature. It's all coming up in the third hour. Stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise.
The EU has passed laws to destroy free speech. Now Canada's done it by executive fiat Justin Trudeau, who bought his way back into office with the promise of a giant bailout to the media. Has thrown down the gauntlet, and this, of course, is what's going to come here next. The Democrats get back into power. Your phone calls start next segment. Ezra Levant of Rebel Media riding shotgun with us. Tell folks about this draconian move by Trudeau muscling in on social media to censor even more.
Yeah. You wouldn't think he'd need to do it. He already has a state broadcaster called the CBC. It's bigger than all the rest of the private media combined. That wasn't enough for him. So he had a massive bailout of the print newspapers. So he's basically owning or renting 99% of the media in the country. But there's just a few holdouts. We're one of them. So he just can't stand that. And so he issued something called a mandate letter to his cabinet last week. And in it, he's directed his heritage minister to pass a regulation so that any social media company that gets a complaint of hate, whatever that is, undefined, has 24 hours to take it down or suffer a substantial financial penalty. You can't have a trial in 24 hours. What if it's Saturday night, someone makes a complaint? Some intern's going to take everything down for fear of these huge penalties. You can't have an appeal. That was published in his mandate letter last week.
And it creates a total stampede of lemmings, a hysteria. And I warned big tech years ago. I said, you start giving into the censorship and the threats, it's going to suddenly be do whatever we say. Really, really dangerous.
I think big tech likes to censor already. We know that. They did it to you. But this makes them basically on speed dial for any politician who doesn't like a mean tweet. Like I say, it's so unnecessary. They've got 99% of the
conversation. So how do we counter this? Because it beyond just the free speech and the private company argument, it's racketeering, it's election meddling, it's voter suppression. What's happening here is a combine, a cartel suppressing speech and bullying people. And if the Italian mafia was doing it, they'd all be swinging from the end of ropes, or if some other mafia was. But when big tech and the left do it, we're supposed to accept it.
I think there's two things. First, believe it or not, this new USMCA, the renegotiated NAFTA, it gives America some rights against Canada's proposed censorship. Because remember, the censorship's aimed at guys like me, but it's actually going to penalize American companies.
I know you're a smart business guy, so get into that. Because earlier language they said, oh, gives immunity to big tech. People are like, oh, we don't want immunity. I was like, hey, get rid of their Section 230. But actually, if the EU and Canada is coming after big tech, we need Section 230 immunity. So it's very sophisticated.
Yeah, Article 19.17, to be precise, of the USMCA says that Canada cannot hold liable American platforms for content. Now, Mexico has a three-year carve-out because they're censoring to tackle child prostitution and pornography.
But that's illegal, even under Section 230.
Right.
So you don't need that.
The Mexicans have the carve-out, but not the Canadians. So one line of defense is Donald Trump saying, hey, Justin Trudeau, thanks very little, but we don't need your censorship of our American companies. It's possible, Section 19.
Well, yeah, Trump needs to stand up to the EU, not on them trying to tax them. That's bad enough. But trying to impose their censorship rules.
Yeah. Look, I've always said it. Someone's going to bust someone. Either Donald Trump busts, like just like Teddy Roosevelt, trust busts, or either Donald Trump busts the cartel or the cartel busts him. And there's less than a year, the countdown clock.
320 days left. In fact, we're going to break. But what is, you're a smart guy. I'm not just saying that. He's a smart guy. What do you think Trump should do right now? Because we don't have time. He's got to take action.
I think the only thing they're afraid of at Google, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook is trust busting. I don't think they care about fines. I don't think they care about denunciations or hearings. They're smarter than most of the congressmen who grill them.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing they're scared of is what happened to Standard Oil. Busted up into seven pieces. I think that's what scares Google and nothing else.
I agree, but that took years. We need to move now. And so as Trump has said, and as his attorney general said, there's a lot of stuff that's criminal they've done. He said the next few months in a statement last week, they're going to be announcing what they're going to do on the trust front. But he said, but we've got other criminal things we're looking at, yeah. Other criminal areas. There's more than one way to skin a cat. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Ezra Levant is here riding shotgun with us. And boy, I mean, he knows his stuff as a businessman. This code, that code. I know a lot of this stuff and listen to him and I'm like, this guy's got a better memory than I do. I want to go to phone calls with the impeachment because we can't not focus on that. And I don't want to be overconfident. We know it changes the subject. It blocks up Congress getting things done that needed to do. It feeds the radical base. And I, gut level, know they always do the same thing. These sociopaths, they're very OCD. They're very robotic. They're going to bring forward, I think, other scandals during the Senate trial that obviously won't be heard of the trial, but it'll be used as background to say, oh, see, he's guilty, he's bad. They've done this to me in like a custody battle for my children a few years ago. They had up to 50 members of the press, usually about 20, in the week and a half trial in there just lying about me and what was being said to get it back to the jury. And so as above, so below, I'm just expecting curveballs. What do you, from a business perspective, patriot perspective, historical perspective, what are you looking for, the curveballs they could throw?
You got to remember, I'm based in Canada, so I look at this from an outsider's point of view. And I think that because I'm one degree removed, maybe I got a little bit of perspective that if you're right in the battle, and I think it looks like games. It looks like gamesmanship. I think that's why the polls are going down on it. But you got it right. You throw 50 unrelated smears at a man, and something's going to stick. What was the thing that stuck on Romney? The dog on the roof, right? Or like it could be a weird, quirky thing. So if they're just throwing all this muck at him, you never know what's going to stick in someone's mind. I think, though, Trump's negatives are already baked in. What I mean by that is we already know everything about Donald Trump. There's nothing new that's going to turn people against him. We've known him for 20 years. Whereas we don't know the Democrat presidential primary winner yet. It could be some relative unknown. I think that Trump, you're seeing as low as he can go. I think his base is like 45%. But I think that once we're through this impeachment, and once the Democrats narrow it down, that's going to be the game. Who can brand and define the Democrat candidate? I don't know. I'm speaking as a foreigner.
No, observing. I think the 35,000-foot view is a very clear view. That's the same view I'm getting. And so I ask, the Democrats themselves, a lot of them are, you know, doddering and have dementia. But the kind of special interests behind them are pretty smart. And so I just look at the numbers, and I guess they just can't help themselves, and they think their base wants this, and so they're giving their base what they want.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the word impeachment, I don't know if most people actually even know what it means. It just sounds really bad, like a crime in itself. And I don't know. I think they couldn't tag him with collusion.
Yeah, what is the definition of impeach? It means to discredit. It means to show that someone's testimony is flawed or inaccurate. But what is impeachment in the legislative sense, in removing a president? Does that definition means handing down an indictment? It means it begins the process of overturning someone or an election. I mean, what is the definition of there it is, impeach, call into question integrity or validity? And so that's it. They're just calling into question with this and creating the indictment. There is no basis to that, I think.
I think it's a heavy form of censure or denunciation. Look, Trump's been dealing with that every single day. This just adds a fancy word to it. I don't know. I think that it is backfiring against the Dems because people say, just like the Brexit tricksters, they're trying to avoid having the democracy choose.
So the globalists have to really be scared right now because their plans, the attack on the family, the open borders, Islamification, all of this is turning against them very quickly. I mean, they had everybody asleep and were just in total control 10 years ago, and now they're in shambles.
Let me give you an example. It took Donald Trump a while to get going, right? And he just recently sent notice to the United Nations that the United States is formally withdrawing from the global warming scheme. And that takes 1 year to take effect, so about 12 months.
And you do that, that's the whole global government funding.
So by the time Trump finishes his first term, he'll have made a real dent in things. A lot of judicial appointments, a lot of good things, rolling back the war on energy, for example. But if they can take him out in 2020, they can limit the damage. But if Trump wins again, think of the judges, think of the Supreme Court, think of the other UN conventions that Trump can get out. It'll be like an American Brexit from the UN. Think of all the things he's just started to do, and he's supporting like-minded allies around the world, like Bolsonaro of Brazil. Trump has allies around the world. You wouldn't believe it if all you listened to was the mainstream media.
Boy, why is Eastern Europe so alike?
Well, because they are the most recent people to have lived under authoritarian or totalitarian regimes. I know a lot of people from the former Soviet Union. It's too recent in their memory for them to have a Bernie Sanders or a AOC a fantasy about what socialism is like. And it's not even the economics is bad, but that's not the worst of it. The worst is the totalitarian surveillance state, the informant state, everyone ratting on everyone. You know, I know some folks who left the Soviet Union in 79. They came to the West in that brief period of detente. And they told me that the people who got in trouble with the KGB the most often were not necessarily political dissidents. Those were pretty rare. It was anyone who had a quirky personality, anyone who was a bit much, and they just got in trouble because they rubbed some boss the wrong way.
Well, that's what 1984, George Orwell, who'd been a commie controller, as you know, he points out the people that would be disappeared by the secret police were just the funny, quirky people.
Or you slept with that girl and I wanted her, like personal feuds, family feuds.
Exactly, exactly. Like, I mean, wow, absolutely. And then all information's controlled.
And here's the thing. You can look around our society today and you can see individuals and even some people in Congress, I have to say, and in our parliament in Canada, who if they were in an authoritarian or totalitarian regime, they would thrive. Think of the people.
Well, look at how the left just runs around going, this person said this, take them down. This person said that. They're just reveling in things that just 20 years ago we knew was out of like some authoritarian nightmare.
That KGB mindset is here with us. We're not genetically superior to Soviets or to Nazis even. We all have the same flaws in our personality and our morality. If we
can be manipulated by increment into that.
And let me tell you, there would be people who would delight in a totalitarian regime. There would be people who thrive. And we've got to be on guard because that risk is here in every generation.
Well, you've got to be on guard. It's happening again.
You would be in the gulag were you in the Soviet Union.
Absolutely.
You're in a tech gulag. You're in Siberia, spelled C-Y-B, cyber. I'll work on that.
Cyberberia. Yeah.
But they haven't actually killed you, but frankly, look, here's one thing that I've been thinking about nonstop, and I think the number one news event in 2019, I'm going to tell you my idea for what it is. You tell me first, and I'll tell you what I think. What do you think the number one news story in 2019 is? Have you thought about it yet? I mean, the year's not over.
I mean, I think it's this whole impeachment. I think it's Trump trying to end the wars.
I disagree with you. I think it's Jeffrey Epstein being murdered because
it woke people up.
Because whether you're left-wing, right-wing, liberal, rich, poor, everybody knew that was BS except the media. To this day, most mainstream media say he committed.
No, you're right.
And no one believes it.
Sure, sure. If you're talking about delayed response, you're totally right. It's the biggest thing because it's when everybody came together and said, we don't buy the establishment anymore. We don't believe you. It really is that magic moment.
You know, you're walking by a picket fence and you wonder what's behind that picket fence. And one slat is down and you glance quickly and you know what you didn't see. And just for one second, that one plank from the picket fence came down and we saw things. And don't tell me that's a conspiracy theory. I mean, you can tell me that, but you've got to believe in a conspiracy theory to be on the other side.
You've got the 35,000 foot view, and you've also got the ground view because you run a media company all over the world. It's as important as ours is. And you're absolutely right because I get too close to it. I get maybe 10% of the attacks now on the street everywhere and way more support of people saying, I was wrong about you. You were right. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. The Clintons killed him. They'll add. You're right. That's the biggest sea change. We'll take calls and also talk about why when we come back. Come on, write your call. Stay with us.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The impeachment debate is lively. Owen Schroyer is going to have a bunch of the clips and live coverage next hour and continue with your calls. I'm going back to your calls right now. I want to thank you for holding. Ezra Levant of Rebel Media is riding shotgun with us. But Clay Higgins of a Louisiana representative had some powerful statements just a little while ago about this whole fiasco that's trying to tear our country apart. Here it is.
Democrats have all of a sudden become constitutionalists. We're not being devoured from within because of some surreal assertion of the socialists' newfound love for the very flag that they trod upon. We face this horror because of this map. This is what the Democrats fear. They fear the true will of we, the people. They are deep establishment D.C. They fear. They call this Republican map flyover country. They call us deplorables. They fear our faith. They fear our strength. They fear our unity. They fear our vote. and they fear our president. We will never surrender our nation to career establishment D.C. politicians and bureaucrats.
That's only part of what he said. We're going to have that and more next hour with Owen Schroyer. They're getting all the clips together right now. Ezra Levant is our guest here. We're taking calls. We're going to get into a bunch of other subjects coming in a few minutes. But right now, who's been holding the longest? Would that be Justin? Yes, that would be Justin in Indiana, and then Jefferson and others. Justin, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller. First, I want to say is Merry Christmas. I think this weekend I'm going to go with my kid up to near Starbucks, wish everybody a Merry Christmas to see what happens. I don't know if you heard about that story.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but let me ask Ezra about that. I heard 20 years ago there's a war on Christmas. I thought that's an exaggeration. Literally, they're saying Gorsuch is bad and a hate criminal for saying Merry Christmas on Fox News. I mean, this is really happening.
Yeah, and when they just say it, it's one thing, but when they start to enforce it by law, in my country, Canada, where we don't have the First Amendment, there was a street preacher who was arrested because he didn't have a busking license for talking about the gospel. He needed a license.
We had him on.
Oh, you did, eh?
Black fella.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw the police come and say, you're arrested because you offended people. And he was saying, I love you in Christ.
Yeah.
And again, folks, I love other cultures. I love other things. I wouldn't go to China and their fire lantern thing and tell them I'm offended by it or whatever. Or you know, Hanukkah, take my daughter. You know, she's a Christian, but she chose the songs they had in choir for the whole school. She liked the Hanukkah song. And so she actually won the contest out of like hundreds of kids. And it's going to be with like four other kids singing it tonight. I mean, it's very offensive that, you know, she's saying it's pretty. It's a beautiful song. But I mean, that's the left doesn't care about other cultures. They want to dominate them.
Yeah. You know, I think it's just a fact that the history of Western civilization is the history of Christianity. You can go back further and throw Judeo-Christian values in there, too. I mean, I'm a Jew myself. But there's
that is where Christianity comes out of the Old Testament.
Well, that's the story of the West. So when folks come to the West from other parts, all right, well, I mean, there's a lot of interesting things around the world. But the essence of the West, what made us strong and free, comes rooted in that tradition, and to knock it down and to replace it with what? Because that's the thing. Nature abhors a vacuum. And if you knock down the religion of Christianity, something else replaces it. You know what the answer. What's the fastest growing religion
Islam.
In the West? Well, that's good. I was going to say environmentalism.
No, well, no, you're right.
Look at
the secular new religion is environmentalism. It's probably bigger than Islam.
Well, you're right to say Islam, because they have a firm and fiery belief in it, and they wouldn't stop saying assalamu alaikum because some politician said so. You're
and
right.
I wouldn't get mad if the Muslims are having a festival, and I'm offended by that, yeah. Unless it's the one where the Shiites beat themselves in the head with knives.
Well, more to the point, you wouldn't go to Somalia or Afghanistan or Pakistan and tell them to de-Islamify their Islamic country.
Well, they kill me, too.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know. I think that when you purge as a common set of values, something else will replace it.
And that's
it.
The plan. Let's talk about that next segment, because I want to ask you why the left is allied with Islam. How you think they're going to navigate that. Justin, sorry, I apologize. You triggered me with the Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Yeah, no worries. I was just talking about a story from, you know, I heard a caller calling yesterday saying that his buddy got fired from Starbucks for saying Merry Christmas to customers. But anyway, I think because of you, I start looking like underground for information, because, you know, the media is full of BS. And, you know, I'm not one of them chewing on cult members, but I pay attention to some of it. And I was wondering if, when they keep saying, like, get your popcorn ready, I'm wondering if this is what they were talking about, that Trump wanted for this to go to trial so then he could put these people in Guantanamo or hang them or do whatever they're going to do, because these sick monsters need to all...
Well, it's certainly going to politically backfire on them. I think the whole, I'd love the QAnon thing to be real, but that's a really good question. Thank you for the call, Justin. That brings me into QAnon. I don't want to start fights with those folks. A lot of good people believe in it, but, you know, is it magically is going to fix it and they're all going to go to a FEMA camp? I wouldn't want them to go to FEMA camps. I want the globalists to have trials.
Yeah. You know, I understand why people find Q interesting, because it's quirky and it's like a puzzle. It's like it's like a mystery. But I, you know, what's the saying? pray like it all depends on God. Work like it all depends on you. I don't think you need
trust in God, but yeah. Run away from the rocks.
I think Q is a kind of mysticism. You don't need it. I mean, there's enough truth out there, and there's enough problems out there to focus on that. I haven't gone that way.
Absolutely. And, you know, like, I'll have people on that, like, founded Delta Force or high-level CIA, or I talked to Trump, or, you know, constantly talking to Roger Stone. And people are like, hey, Q, buddy, he knows everything. He's above Trump, okay? And it's just like, yeah. And then the stuff doesn't happen, and people are waiting for it to happen. It happens when you hit the streets. I think they're more scared of anything, of not just having protests, but going out and confronting Joe Biden, confronting Hillary, not screaming at him, but actually bringing up points. Have you seen the video of one of our listeners? He's up in the front row and just shuts Biden down with and brings up the whole energy question and the whole son of a bitch, he got fired. And no one else had done that. No one on national news. And it just devastates him.
Yeah. You know, Trump never gets an easy question. Democrats never get a hard question. They're only used to playing defense. So the first time you get a Biden on defense, and Ilhan Omar doesn't do well on defense. AOC doesn't do well on defense. And lucky for them, most of the media party, as I call it, gives them an easy
That's time. Why you never see them go on conservative shows or national shows. They only go to the softballs that are rigged.
Yeah.
I totally agree. We don't have time to jam in one more. I promise we're going to Carlos. We're going to go to that's from Canada. We're going to go to Jefferson. We're going to go to James. We're going to go to Caleb first. They've been holding the longest. Then Joe. We're going to get to everybody, but we got to move quick on the other side. But speaking of cultural appropriation, I was just thinking of that, you know, in choir, in a multi-school deal, my daughter just, they had like five or six songs they could choose from. She chose that. The left nowadays would say someone choosing a song that isn't, quote, from their group is cultural appropriation. And that's not it at all. People adopt cultures and things because they're interesting or they're pretty or they like them. If I go eat Mexican food, it's not cultural appropriation. That's a real attempt to segregate everybody.
Well, the fact that we're speaking English, whoever speaks English, are you appropriating British culture? The fact that we're using Arabic numerals. No, that's just what life is. Life is people meeting and exchanging ideas. May the best ideas win. I like Chinese food. That's not appropriation. That's what I like.
Exactly. And only a cult would tell you to feel bad about it. It's crazy. Your calls are straight ahead with the head of Rebel Media.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
And Ezra Levant, the savant. He really is a smart guy. Rebelnews.com. Find out more there. Travels the world, has a great crew, a whole bunch of shows that reach millions of people a day. And we're also going to be taping a Christmas special with him for his network. I'm really honored to be there with him. We're going to have continual coverage right through with Owen Schroeder, host of the fourth hour with clips. Your calls will continue. And we're going to host right through tonight when they have the impeachment vote. Should be around 7 o'clock Eastern, it looks like, because they are going to break for lunch. So about 7 o'clock tonight Central, we'll be covering all of that at Infowars.com/show and band.video. Now, here's just one of the clips. There's so many of these, I can't get to them all. It's one of your calls of Savannah Hernandez last night, peacefully. And she even uses an Action 7 mic so the left doesn't attack her. If you have an Infowars mic, they'll literally try to kill you. And she's just talking to this woman who was talking to her first, and the woman then assaults her. And runs into her, starts hitting her, knocks the mic and camera out of the camera person's face. It's crazy. And this is happening all over the country and all over the world. Here it is.
He's on audio tape saying that he grabs people by the pussies. Grabs them by the pussy. Our president said that out loud. And
did he say that while he was president?
It doesn't matter.
Bill Clinton says he rapes him.
He's the type of person that would say that. Could you move that like 3 inches further away from me?
I mean, if you want to speak to me into the microphone, I need to put it that close to your face to hear it.
I want to speak to you in the microphone.
Then why do you keep talking to me?
I have a really bad temper.
Okay, and also, I'm still waiting for you to Google the facts that you can't seem to find. Is there an issue? Okay.
Savannah Hernandez is going to be on the War Room talking about the rest of what happened. Owen's been all over the country with the crew in the armored vehicle. Why'd we get it? Literally because it takes over all the headlines and our talking points get out, and because they throw bottles at us. You name it, we go up to the Antifa, and now they're so terroristic, it really helps to be able to defend ourselves. Now, I want to play somebody that said something that sounds great. It's red meat, but if the Democrats blow up another federal building and blame it on us, it's not going to be good. So I don't want to be talking about offensive violence. Minnesota Republican says second revolution will occur if guns taken away. I want to get him on. Calls for opponents to be stomped. Cal Barr said during a Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus rally on Saturday, there's a lot of us in the room that have had enough, and it's time to start riding herd on the rest of these people who want to take your rights away from you. They will not go quietly into the good night. They need to be kicked to the curb and stomped on and run over a few times. He added, drawing cheers from the crowd. We don't want to join ISIS and start running people over. Now, I know the left's been calling for violence and all this, but they're going to ignore what they said if any of this happens and blame it on everybody. And so we already have Antifa attacking people in Ohio and killing folks at a nightclub. They blamed it on Trump supporters. So we need to be the ones that don't shoot first. If we get into a shooting war, we failed. We're winning intellectually. Here's what he had to say. It's red meat. Everybody loves it. But we do not want to kick off the physical confrontation. Hey, I know Patrick Henry said the war has already begun. Let's get it on. That was before governments could pull off really good false flags, okay? So, again, if they come for the guns in Virginia and stuff, don't worry, it's going to kick off again, just like in 1776. So all the people talking about violence, you're going to get your chance. But let's try to work not to have that happen. Here it is.
Some days, you know, you feel like the frog in the boiling water. Just exactly how long are they going to just keep notching it up a degree here and a degree here and a degree here until you've had enough? That line is for each of us to decide, each on our own terms. There you go. There's a lot of us in this room that have had enough, and it's time to start riding herd on the rest of them, rest of these people that want to take your rights away from you. They will not go quietly into the good night. They need to be kicked to the curb and stomped on and run over a few times.
Now, I think the guy's a good guy. I want to get him on because he said in the context of it, but the media won't go with that, that they're stomping on our rights. They're running over us. So it was metaphorical. He just needs to clarify that because, well, I mean, Ezra, what do you think?
I got to tell you, Alex, I'm sorry. I am so distracted by the attack on Savannah Hernandez there. I saw that clip. I didn't know that was one of your people.
Oh, yeah.
And I was listening out of the side of my ear to what else you were saying since then, but I am so deeply disturbed by that. And I think that that young reporter there, who, if anything, is too polite, being attacked Antifa style, I find that deeply troubling.
And in the full clip, they start talking to her. And then the mic's like 6 inches away. She's not being rude at all.
Well, even if she was rude, you don't respond to rudeness by pushing a woman down. That's assault and battery. Now, and listen, I don't want to get into your business here. Maybe you've got some plan, but is there a report to police? Is there a civil action?
We've had people charged and convicted for attacking our reporters. Absolutely.
Because
hey, can we get Savannah Hernandez in here on the microphone, or maybe you want in there?
I am just so upset.
She's getting ready to do the war room, but
I am so upset by that. And that's
why she wants to go out with an InfoWars mic. And he had security out there too. They did it right. I mean, that's what's Owen has security because they all hate him.
If that's what happens when someone just has an A7 microphone, imagine what would happen to her if it said InfoWars. She'd get injured. She'd get wounded. This is outrageous. And you know, we were talking earlier, what would happen to you if you were actually in the Soviet Union? Well, that's the least of it.
Another clip here, but I promised to go to calls. Video, InfoWarrior attack. Let's play this with audio by libs. These are really fascist. For being at a L.A. Trump impeachment rally. I mean, he was there, and this is what happened to him. It's an InfoWars listener, InfoWars stickers. But they surround him, push him up against the wall, start trying to take his bullhorn away if you're a radio listener. They try to stop his speech and surround him. and start ripping the cord out of his. Let me get this guy on. And now, once he starts trying to leave, they attack. Now they hit him in the head. And they've broken it by pulling the cord out. It's just broken on the siren right now. I mean, Democrats are just crazed, un-American thugs now.
You know, I think there's a qualitative difference between the two instances. This fella here, he was right up in their grill with the megaphone. And I'm not saying that they should punch him and damage his stuff. But that young lady, Savannah Hernandez, was not in any way offensive.
Oh, she's a lady. And really sweet lady, smart.
And here's, you know what the rule of law means, Alex? It means no one's above the law. But it also means no one's below the law. And that means there are some people out there who the establishment says, oh, it doesn't matter if they get punched.
Yeah, by the way, guys, where is Savannah? Oh, we've got her.
I don't mean to obsess on the subject. I'm just so upset because they didn't even know she was in for war. She was just someone who dared to say something modestly defensive about the president. And she's put. And
you know, let's do it this way because the lights are all crazy in there. She can just come over here on the corner on the side. Give her the mobile mic, and just we'll go to break and we'll handle this, because I built these studios so they can do shoots in them.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know.
Well, I didn't mean to like, to take things.
No.
There,
the callers.
I got to tell you,
and if I got to be late getting out of here today, it's okay because we'll go to the, I'm going to get to these calls before I go off. And Owen's taking.
Then I better stop talking.
No. This is important. So we're gonna get this set up. We're gonna bring Savannah in.
I bet you could do a crowd fund, set up a legal defense fund, and hire a lawyer and sue the hell out of that.
That witch.
Absolutely. You know what? I'd tell you, our reporters get pushed, sometimes punched. And you know what? The left, they go after the women reporters even more than the men.
Because they're cowards.
There's a cowardice.
I've noticed they attack people in wheelchairs at Trump rallies.
You know what? There's nothing worse than a male feminist. We had a...
Stay there. We'll be right back.
All right.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide in defiance to tyranny.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Now, we have so many clips of our reporters taking over Congress, bullhorning the New York Times, activist InfoWarriors confronting Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton. It's all just pouring in massively as you take action. It's amazing. I'm going to go into the next hour now to finish your calls. I swore to it. We're going to do it. I love you. Then Owen takes over a little bit later. And then right through tonight with the impeachment that's ongoing. But I had some of the backstory. We sent four security guys with Owen because they try to kill him. They know who he is, okay? It's like it's Alex Jones. They literally try to kill him. They threw a bottle the other day, hit, broke, almost got him in the eye. Ran from like Pope Mobile, the top in there with like plexiglass now. Savannah had him on her with her camera lady. Owen tried to jump the police to get over to help. The police weren't even helping. When Savannah got attacked yesterday in Austin at the impeach Trump rally with an Action 7 flag, just trying to nicely interview people so she can give you the backstory of why this happened. Let's roll it right now with audio, please.
Is there a really bad temper?
Okay, and also, I'm still waiting for you to Google the facts that you can't seem to find. Is there an issue? Okay.
So these are not civilized people. So Savannah Hernandez, you're going to be on the War Room today. You also helped produce Amazing Reporter, just giving people the background. Give us the backstory on what happened here.
So the Austin police actually did end up helping. They went around me once I did get attacked. But I mean, in terms
did they arrest
of
her?
Owen, they didn't arrest her. No, they came and asked me if I was okay. I said, yes,
well,
I'm all right.
Please press charges like Owen did to the lady that sexually assaulted him. Mm-hmm. She was found guilty in D.C.
Yeah, a lot of people on Twitter.
Savannah, they need to learn. They can't. They could have knocked your head open.
Right. And the thing, too, is in that video, I don't know if you see it, but she actually pushed me off a ledge. That's probably about as, I mean, like this desk. She like pushed me off a ledge.
And then I see the camera getting, what happened there?
So my microphone is attached with a cord to the phone with the camera. And so when she pushed me, my camera woman went with her. And again, too, you can see in the video, two men were following me around all night long, and they were talking to the people that I was interviewing. They were saying, oh, she's misleading people with questions. And it's really funny, Alex, because I was interviewing four nice little old ladies, and I said, hey, talk to me about the impeachment articles. What are you doing here today? And then he followed me around and he said, why are you misleading these ladies? He got the ladies to turn on me and get upset. And I said, ladies, am I misleading you? And they said, no. And then he said, you're fake news. They didn't just say that. No, you're not misleading them. So then he gets them to turn on me. So
by the way, you're going to air. I want to air all this on the War Room tonight.
I'm editing it right now. I'm editing it right now.
Again, that's not to deceive. She got hours. She means she's cutting it down to what happened.
Yes.
Now, folks, let's be clear here. I am really, and Ezra's over here. His reporters get assaulted. And he's like, hey, that's how we help fund rebel media is when they get assaulted. We raise 50 grand. I literally have to pay for four security guys to go with Owen. We have to confront them. We go out on hundreds of cameras. It gets the news out. We counter them. We counter their narrative. It's like having an impeachment in the House where Republicans can't speak. If we don't go out and do this, they're the only ones on the media. We're having a huge effect for you and for ourselves and for freedom. But that's why we need to sell a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm maxed out. I need to hire more security people. We have to hire these guys part-time to come in just when the people go out. One of them or two of them should have been with Savannah, but she likes to go on the down low to get the real interviews with these other mic flags, these pen name. They're not fake mic flags. They're little organizations we have, but it's not InfoWars, so she doesn't get attacked. That's why go to InfoWarsStore.com, stand with Savannah, stand with us so she can get security. I'm already trying to pay for security for Caitlin Bennett and others, and we're just maxed out. InfoWarsStore.com, 12 days of Christmas, free shipping right now. Do your Christmas shopping with us and know that it goes to fund this operation and that you are literally putting Savannah in the field. Sorry, Savannah, go ahead.
I was just basically saying that, yeah, two grown men were basically following me around all night and harassing me, telling people that I was misleading them with questions.
All right, next time that happens, you call Tim. We had literally, like five guys out there, okay, because there wasn't just four, who have, like, best military records there are, okay, special operations, everything. They would have come right over there and not, you know, and protected you. So you need to have those guys' number on. They were out there,
yeah.
Okay? So they need to be with you.
I mean, I did fall right in front of them, but again, they were surrounding Owen. Owen was surrounded by police, so it was hard for them to get on my side to come and protect me as well, because as soon as I got attacked, of course, it was like a mob of people started coming up and shoulder checking me and like attacking me more because I got attacked. And I was like, what is going
on here?
They're
like piranhas. They're so...
Exactly.
They're like
they
villains.
All went and they were like, you're putting things in my face. This grown man, like as big as you, Alex, like came and just shoulder checked me. He said, excuse me. And then shoulder checked
me.
And
that's
I was like,
why
sir.
I'm not acting like a tough guy, but if I saw that, I'd tear the dude's head off. Good.
So it was a lot to do with. And Ezra, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. I'm just so mad because we've experienced this at the hands of Antifa too. Mm-hmm. It's like the Twitter mob made into flesh. And the thing is, no one has ever told them it's wrong. Listen, I'm a visitor down here. I'm enjoying your company. It's nice to meet you. I'm not here to give advice to how to do things, but my God, I think I know that your people, when they see what happened to your reporter who was so inoffensive. You were very gentle out there. I mean, you weren't meek. You were very polite, and you were pushed. I think we need a specific deterrent against that particular woman.
She was pushed off a curb.
A general deterrent against anyone else. It's about your self-respect as a person, and it's about the respect. You cannot denormalize a reporter just because she is conservative.
Well, there's still time to press charges.
Oh, well, I think you must.
The thing too, that
let me do this.
Like,
I don't have a lot of money, but $5,000 reward leading to the identification and the arrest of that lady. $5,000 reward. Savannah, give me your email address.
I'm sorry?
Give folks your email address because so they can send you her identity.
You know what? How about this, Alex? My DMs are open on Twitter, so go on Twitter and we'll do it that way instead because that'll be, I think, the best way.
Do you want her indicted?
Yes, I. You know what? I didn't want to press charges, but again...
She's going to do it to somebody else.
Exactly. She's going to do it to somebody else. And we do need to stand up to these people and say, hey, it's not okay to push me. Alex, I've talked about it a lot. I don't go and try to debate people and make people angry. What I want to do is educate people about, okay, if there's a Trump rape allegation, let's look it up on Google together. And that was that whole entire video. The full 4 minutes is on my YouTube. The whole reason I'm standing there is because I'm waiting for her to find on Google who Trump raped. And she couldn't find it. And that's when I said, hey, I'm still waiting for those facts that you can't seem to find. She got upset and she pushed me off the ledge because she couldn't find the.
Yeah, you
Trump
need to put
raped.
Out a whole nother one again, basically saying female reporter assaulted for saying Trump did not rape women. And the president needs to stand up for you as he's done before.
Let me ask you this. If the shoe was on the other foot, if an InfoWars reporter had pushed a liberal down.
It'd be national news.
It would be national news. Mm-hmm. Charges would be laid. The SPLC and the ADL would be involved.
Right.
It would be on Brian Stelter's media review, and you would be facing charges. And the thing is, rule of law, you are no better and no worse than anyone else in the eyes of the law. I believe you have to stand up to that thug. I know she's a young woman as well.
I
what she
know,
did is a criminal.
Allison, let me tell you my favorite part about this
Savannah's
video, too,
very truthful. She never exaggerates. Men, big men were shoulder-checking her. She's a little lady. Let me tell you something, scumbags. My God, I'm pissed.
Ugh. Alex, let me tell you my favorite part about this video. So she pushes me, as we can all clearly see, and as she's pushing, I'm still not pushing back. And then as soon as I grabbed her because I was falling off the ledge, she goes, "I'm pregnant." And it just made me laugh so hard because I'm like, you're attacking me, man.
Oh, my God.
And now these you're trying to blame me because you're pregnant.
These people are professional victims.
Yeah.
It was insane. And then she even tried to go up to the police and say, she's attacking me. And Gabby, my cameraman, was like, I have it on film what happened. And everyone on Twitter can see it, too. No one can dispute what happened. And again, too, I'm not the type of reporter to go and make people look foolish or dumb. I want us
you
to
come together
and fill
the show 2 weeks ago saying
divide.
You want to humanize them and try to be their friends.
Exactly. And I was standing there. I was trying to be patient. And again, too, I have two grown men harassing me. I have this woman telling me, like, squaring up in my face, telling me she has a bad temper. And I'm like, look, y'all, I'm not trying to fight with you, but let's find a common ground. Show me the facts so we can all agree. Can't happen. I get attacked.
Unbelievable. Savannah Hernandez, support her. Keep her on the air. And it's expensive. We got to pay for security at the office now. We've got to send security out when the folks go out. And, you know, I've had other things happen I can't get into on air. Sometimes I got to be at my house with what the Antifa does. Same stuff, Tucker Carlson type stuff. I'm not going to get into it on air. But InfoWarsStore.com, this is a real war. We need to stay on air. We're trying to hire more reporters now. And we're trying to have at least four-person teams that go out so that we can have other camera angles with the security guys. Yeah. And we're having to up the security here because it's going to be crazy with 320 days left. InfoWarsStore.com, 12 days of Christmas. So many great products. Get your fluoride-free toothpaste with tea tree oil, colloidal silver iodine, super blue, 50% off. You can also go donate at the support button at the top of InfoWarsStore.com. That way, instead of getting 20, 30% like we get on T-shirts and things like that to fund ourselves, you know, on a dollar on average, especially with these discounts, we might make, you know, 20%, 10% on some of these things right now. But with a donation, we get like 95% of it. So that's a great idea that Ezra Levant's like, hey, man, you need to fund yourself. You're saying you're having trouble funding things. Well, this is a great moment. People give when they see this.
Well, because they're mad. I'm going to chip in $100 right now to either the reward fund or the litigation fund, just because it's morally wrong.
By the way, you've done this. You have a site that tracks this and brings these criminals to justice. I promise. Your call's in 2 minutes.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to
be? All right, you guys are troopers. I want to thank the callers for holding. Ezra Levant is our guest. I love how this guy's just taking action behind the scenes. He's like, boom, get this website. Boom, here's how you do it. Here's how you stay on air. Here's how you get security for your people. Because they've got to get security for Tommy Robinson. Tommy wouldn't even have been on the air the last few years if it wasn't for this guy. So Ezra is a man of action over at the Rebel Media. Who's been holding the longest? Is it Joe? Is it, yes, it is Joe. Then it's Lee and others. Joe in Minnesota, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Brother Vera. Thank you for holding. What do you think about the whole impeachment?
Well, I think he might be pulling a little bit of wool over his head. I heard this morning that there's two omnibus bills that he's going to be signing tonight. And in one of them, it basically says that, so if you're currently an illegal citizen in the United States right now, and you go pick up a so-called refugee, that person cannot be deported. Not the refugee, but actually the person who is picking them up.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know if you can pass it out.
Oh, that's a good point. What are they legislatively passing while we're distracted with the impeachment?
Yeah, that's a big thing. You know, and actually, I don't know if you're also aware of the he just passed, or he, I didn't say he just passed. He just signed an executive order, but just this week, about protecting a certain class of people. And if you look up H.R. 672, paragraph C, it says you can't even accuse these people of actual real events.
Okay, you're talking about how the left is, with Ilhan Omar, that is absolutely just obsessed with Jews and Israel on the universities. I mean, they think everybody is involved in something and everything. And so all the other leftist groups are protected and all these other groups are protected, but then Jews aren't protected. So if you're going to have this thing going on at the campuses, I mean, I've seen what Trump's doing with that executive order, and I've seen those interpretations of that law. And look, I don't like the ADL going after free speech. I don't like that being used by the left to take everybody's rights. Ezra, what do you think about that?
It's a tough one because free speech is the gift you have to give to your opponents if you want it for yourself. And it's tough. It's tough to hear people say
conservatives
things.
Conservatives don't have speech. Christians get attacked. I mean, it's open. I mean, it's really trendy to hate Jews on college campuses.
Oh, it's terrible. And the thing is, it moves from just words to physical violence. I say this. There's a phrase out there, wartime conservative versus peacetime conservative. That's the difference between a Donald Trump and a Mitt Romney. And sometimes if you're not punching at the Antifa, I don't mean that physically. So yeah. I mean, be crystal clear. It's like what we talked about with Savannah. She gets pushed. She says, oh, well, no. Don't punch back, but litigate, prosecute.
Sure, but going back to that point is that I read the order and I read what it says. And if it ever gets interpreted where somebody, you know, can't say any Semitic stuff, that's their right to do it, I'll be against it. But what I think it's saying is those schools can't sit there and basically run people out of there because they're Jewish.
Right. Well, I mean, again, you put in the analogy of black or Asian or whatever, and they wouldn't allow a Klan rally at a university, right?
Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm a pretty far down the road free speech absolutist because I know that they take that one. That's the strategic freedom upon which all the others are built. And you've suffered that more than most. So I'm slow to deplatform somewhere else. But there's a difference between words and deeds.
Well, I think Trump is, you know, being called anti-Semitic, almost made up crap. So he's like trying to show the left, hey, look, and also using the laws that already apply for everybody else on the colleges.
Yeah.
Well, the colleges have turned into anti-free speech. You know, groups. And again, with the left, there really is an obsession with Israel. Look at Cenk Uygur of the Young Turds. He said the way to handle Israel is a bulldozer.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you want to bulldoze Israel? I mean, again, and so many right wingers join in this hatred of Israel thing, like Israel's one monolithic thing, and it's very dangerous.
Yeah. You know, Will Chamberlain says, seize the endowments. What is he saying? These big universities with their multi-billion-dollar endowments. I'm not for expropriation, but that's a fun rhetorical rebuttal to leftists who say, go after the capitalist billionaires. Well, let's start with those big university endowments.
Well, I totally agree, and I'm glad the caller brought that up because it's a good point, a good debate. But Trump's right with his executive order saying, we'll take the university's funding if you don't allow free speech. So this other direction... Trump's not perfect. We'll see what actually happens with this.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
You know, the last caller said Trump's pulling the wool over our eyes with this impeachment. The Democrats really hate Trump. I mean, this is real. Now, I think it's backfiring on them, but that's not a conspiracy. That's the Democrats want power.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump's not behind this impeachment.
No, that's too complicated. Occam's razor, usually the simplest explanation is the right one. That's too tricky. This ain't 4D chess. This is Trump derangement syndrome plus the squad pressuring Pelosi. Plus, the truth is, this will put an asterisk next to Trump's name for all time. He was impeached. Now, that doesn't actually mean a lot, but it's a smear. And low-information voters will say, oh, he was impeached. That's the explanation here. It's not quadruple tricky.
Well, I don't want to get off on the Israel thing. It's a tar baby. But being around universities, being around the left, they literally call everyone Nazis.
Yeah.
Constantly, like parrots. And then Jews are the most evil thing on the planet. We need to blow Israel up, bulldoze it. And it's just, these people are the closest thing to Nazis I see in the modern world. Antifa is the most fascist thing I see in the modern world.
Well, and they use the tactics of the brown shirts. Now they're black. They call it the black bloc. They have the, you know, the look, the feel, the style. They are the paramilitaries of the left. You know, here's what worries me about calling Trump a Nazi. I think most people know it's hyperbole, but you got 300 plus million Americans. What if one in a million people actually believe?
What happens if Trump gets assassinated?
Well, that's the thing. You search on Twitter any given moment, assassinate Trump. You'll find 100
examples. Someone might have a screw loose. Someone say, I'm going to be famous. Someone might actually truly believe it. We talked before about that, you know, that hypothetical mental game of imagination. If you could go back in time, would you kill baby Hitler? What if one in a million people said, oh, my God, we actually have a
Hitler. And it's way more than that. They had that guy during the last campaign.
It's probably
got in with a gun to the event. They barely stopped him.
It's probably one in 10,000 people. Maybe one in 1,000.
Let me tell you, they're willing to, in front of police, throw bottles at us hard and attack women.
Well, that's the thing. It's, you know, that, you know, the broken windows theory of law and order. You got to, if you let
a little bit of crime, it grows.
Because you normalize it. And that's why Savannah Hernandez is not just a trifle. Because if that's okay, well, then maybe it's a
you don't have to tell me. I'm pissed.
Yeah. Well,
I am pissed right now.
I mean, I'm, and I think it's about self-respect, and it's about reteaching the rule of law and social norms.
But at a fundamental level, the fact that the police didn't do anything, regardless if she wanted to press charges or not, that's their job.
I don't know what they saw, but what I know what we saw, and we got to bring that to the attention of Congress. Well, but here's the thing about using the word Nazi, and if I can speak to this for a minute as a Jew.
Yeah.
I know what Nazism is, and I know what the Holocaust is. And if Trump's a Nazi, you're saying that Hitler and Trump are the same. Well, Trump's not that bad. So that means if Trump is no better than Hitler, Hitler is no worse than Trump.
Sure, it waters down the term.
It does. And where's the Anti-Defamation League? Where's the Anne Frank Center? Where's the Holocaust Museum saying, whoa, you can't.
Well, they're all just leftists now saying, open the doors to Islam.
Well, the head of the ADL used to be a senior Obama staffer. And they move straight into the Anti-Defamation League. And you'll notice how gentle he is with Democrats. And he really doesn't object to calling Republicans Nazis. I think he is undoing the Jewish people by letting the left turn that word into nothing.
There's no doubt that he literally, I've gone and read, I've seen his speeches. He's like, Islam's wonderful. Our friends, others so good. We love you. And then anyone criticizing the squad and people, he'll come out and attack them. So, this guy's bad news. Now, let's go to Jefferson in Virginia, where they're trying to do gun registration and confiscation. They're openly talking about ordering the military to take the guns. The military had to respond and say, we're not doing that. Wow, that's America, December 2019. Jefferson, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, what a great show.
Thank you.
So much to cover. It's almost overwhelming. My thought is, when it comes to the Senate, we got to watch out here. There's 8 Republican senators we can't trust, and the number in the Senate is not 67. Okay, they don't have to get to 67 to convict him. It depends on how many senators are present when they hold a vote in the conviction phase.
And that's why they want to run it out through Christmas, and exactly. They've done it before.
Right, so the number could be as low as 47 could actually convict him.
A quorum.
They might convict him with 55 if 8 Republicans vote with the Democrats. So we got to be on the watch for how many Republicans are actually physically in the Senate when they get done with this silly trial. When it comes to witnesses, I don't want the witnesses called in the trial. I want Lindsey Graham to step up in the Judiciary Committee and call witnesses in a hearing.
You found it.
Yeah, they went to music a little early, sir. Go ahead and continue. We're having some computer problems today, but please continue.
But when it comes to calling witnesses, that's a double-edged sword where we could get hurt, too, by the 8 Republicans that could vote with the Democrats and call witnesses that we can't stop from them calling and then not help us get our witnesses on. So that's a quagmire we don't need. We just want to put the impeachment trial behind us, get through it, and then have Lindsey Graham essentially call witnesses in a judiciary hearing on this whole Comey and
Clapper. What is the punishment for the Democrats in this fiasco? Not being reelected. I mean, it's only going to encourage them to have a new hoax. Russiagate, now the impeachment, you know, the racism gate. Just, Ezra?
Well, we saw in Brexit, people who tried to meddle with the Democratic result. Well, the Labour Party had its worst result in a century. And if the Democrats come across to severely normal voters, I'm talking about middle-of-the-road, independent-minded voters, as wanting to have rigged the election in their own way by removing Trump, not through an election, but through some shenanigans, they may get the lash of the voters in November the same way Jeremy Corbyn did. I don't know. Listen, this is something that as a Canadian, I'm not deeply immersed in the nuances of.
Yeah, but no more than I do on a lot of subjects. Thank you, Jefferson. Another really smart caller as well. Thank you, sir. Okay, Caleb's been holding a really long time. Thank you, Caleb. You're a real trooper. Thank you. You're on the air. Give us your take.
Alex, I just want to start by saying Merry Christmas to you and your crew.
Thank you.
You guys, your sacrifice, it does not go unnoticed. So,
hey, listen, the way you've backed us, we're just going to fight harder. But I got to say, the way the crew's been hitting on all cylinders, Savannah and just everybody, Owen, Millie, everybody, Caitlin Bennett, I mean, Rob Dew, just the whole crew, David Knight, all the editors. I'm very proud of the InfoWars operation.
I completely agree with you. I think Owen started a tidal wave last week. I saw the video of Savannah this morning, and you just feel absolutely helpless watching it. And,
I feel like I want to beat the living snot out of some people. I mean, I'm being honest here. I mean, I'm getting pissed.
Well, I was gonna say, that lady, she doesn't know what a bad temper is. She's never seen a bad temper.
Well, I'm talking about the men. Savannah is tough. She doesn't whine. And now she starts telling me men were elbow checking her? I guarantee I see some man hitting one of my female reporters, I'm going to jump on him. And they're gonna know a temper. I'm getting sick of these people, man. They need the fear of God in them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole army listening right now that, you know, they would all be standing right behind her. So,
well, we're going to have to create the InfoWars posse that's legal and lawful, but just folks that come out to events when this happens. Because like you said, Ezra, they target women and people in wheelchairs and crutches and little kids.
Yeah, it's the male feminists. They're the worst.
You saw Antifa up in Canada where the men, the Islamic men, get in the old lady's face.
And with a walker. And he was a Syrian refugee, welcome to Canada, and he repaid Canada by going after an 87-year-old woman in a walker.
Why did they not have that ship? Like, I would never think about going after a woman or an old woman in particular, but that's who they go for. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm going to target weak people.
Yeah,
I would go for the biggest guy if I was going to attack people. I'd wind up, run straight at them, and break their neck. I wouldn't go pick women.
Yeah,
because instinctively, that rallies your enemies to crush you. Mm. You know, chivalry is actually built into this so we win. We only go after men. It's programmed that way. You don't go after women. What the hell's your problem? Man, I tell you, I'm so pissed right now.
Unhinged.
Well, I mean, they're such punks that they think they're allowed to do it. God bless you, Caleb. All right, all these other callers, Carlos, Lee, Dennis, James, Aaron, transfer him over. Owen's taking over. He will go right to your calls. Right to your calls. Right, you're going to get on. We love you. Problem with 20 phone lines is, though, it might take 2 hours for you to get on, but you're on in a few minutes when we come back from break. Ezra Levant from Rebel Media, thank you so much.
Thanks for
having me. Rebelnews.com, rebelnews.com. Be sure and check that out. Infowars.com, newswars.com. And please, buy your Christmas presents with us or we won't be here in a year. Thank you, Ezra.
Cheers.
The terror within, and I rise committed to oppose the insidious forces which threaten our republic. America is being severely injured by this betrayal, by this unjust and weaponized impeachment brought upon us by the same socialists who threaten unborn life in the womb, who threaten First Amendment rights of conservatives, who threaten Second Amendment protections of every American patriot, and who have long ago determined that they would organize and conspire to overthrow President Trump. We don't face this horror because the Democrats have all of a sudden become constitutionalists. We're not being devoured from within because of some surreal assertion of the socialists' newfound love for the very flag that they trod upon. We face this horror because of this map. This is what the Democrats fear. They fear the true will of we, the people. They are deep establishment D.C. They fear. They call this Republican map flyover country. They call us deplorables. They fear our faith. They fear our strength. They fear our unity. They fear our vote. And they fear our president. We will never surrender our nation to career establishment D.C. politicians and bureaucrats. Our republic shall survive this threat from within. American patriots shall prevail. Mr. Speaker, I yield.
And that is absolute truth from Clay Higgins, representative from Louisiana. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer now in the driver's seat. I will be with you for the remainder of the Jones Show and then the War Room, where we will be carrying live coverage of the impeachment. Really, this is the Cold Civil War being broadcast on national television. That's what this really comes down to. Now, its costume, its appearance is impeachment hearings, but its real fabric is a cold civil war where the Democrats want to destroy America and the Republicans just want to at least have America. And that's really what this comes down to. Because what would an enemy of America do? They would overthrow our leader, they would censor our free speech, and they would disarm our citizens. They would also kill our unborn. Ladies and gentlemen, I just described for you the Democrat Party. So before we go back live, I'm going to take these last two calls. But man, I'll just say this. When I was listening to the Democrats step up one by one and just lie through their teeth knowingly, it's never been more heavier on my heart. These people are going to hell for what they're doing. And it's not even about America. It's about deceit, conscious deceit, willing deceit, and an attack on innocence for people that just don't know better. And so they got a special place in hell for people like the Democrats today lying about what Donald Trump has and hasn't done. Now, let's go back to the phone lines before we go back live to these hearings. And again, we'll be covering this all through the night. Let's start with James in Texas. Go ahead, James.
Yes. Hey, just want to thank InfoWars and Alex for all the great products. I just ordered the $99 pack. What I wanted to say was about the Epstein thing. I was a correctional officer, federal and state, and it would be easy to slip in there and did what they did to him, because we had people on suicide watch. They usually were people like him. Yet the rules were 15 minutes. You had to check up on him walking down the run, right? And so they could slip in. Somebody from another outside agency could come in there and do whatever. You know, I mean.
Well, and it turned out the normal guards weren't on that night. And, of course, you had all the camera anomalies. So there's look, we know Epstein didn't kill himself. I mean, you know, you can place your bets on what you think happened. He didn't commit suicide.
Well, the thing is, when you're on suicide watch, you have to, like, I had a guy that was in soft restraint. Okay, and I can talk about this now, but I couldn't for a while. He was he was prosecuted. He was with Al-Qaeda at the time, and he was sent down to Guantanamo Bay. He's down there for, I think he got triple life or tribunals when they were in there. And I had to sit in front of his cell, and this guy was in soft restraints, and I was able to give him cigarettes. And this is very unlikely, but they wanted to keep him calm to get him transferred to the mental facility they have in Rochester, New York. I don't know if you know about the – anyway. But I had to sit literally in front of his cell, and I gave him – I lit cigarettes for him. And I gave him coffee, and I had to remind him to hand me out his utensils because they were afraid that he would do something to himself, right? But he was sitting there, you know, we shortchanged him because he was trying to hurt himself, tried to cut himself with a plastic spoon, right? He took it on the concrete, had him in there on a concrete bed and a mattress, and we had to take his blanket away so he wouldn't hurt himself. But, you know, this guy had taken a plastic knife and cut from his elbow all the way to the end of his fingers, like six times on each side, had staples. And when the physician's assistant went in to take the staples out, he was trying to pull them out with his teeth. That's why we had to put him in soft restraints so he wouldn't bleed to death. And this guy was wacko, but I'm just saying,
But this is not even the behavior exhibited by Epstein. He didn't even exhibit really suicidal behavior. They put him on the suicide watch. I think it was more because he was such an important witness.
Well, no, that's policy from the ADA. Because what it is in a federal, he was in a federal lockup, and I forget where. But no, that's policy. Because when you're accused of a crime, you're a high risk for suicide watch. So you put, that's just policy. That's institutional policy. That's ADA rules certified every year. That's something you have to do. Because when your highest rate of suicide, and I even took some college courses, we had to go to training every year for the medical, is during that time for pretrial. And plus what he was there for. And if you talk to any of the wacko groups like the Supremacists and the ADA and all the other groups and the 13s, that are in lockup, some of the ones that I've sat on before they were transferred, they'll tell you in a heartbeat because, you know, they're never getting out of prison. They look at that person that's done what Epstein's done and said, look, you know, I'm never getting out of here. And then a guy will come up to him and say, look, you want to be blood in, blood out in our group? We'll send $10,000 to your family to get rid of this dude. I don't remember years ago in Arizona, the guy that was killed, the pipe bomber, the guy that went into the Islamic church and killed the people with the pipe bomb. They stabbed death on my watch when I was working at the joint.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for the call, James. It just all comes down to the same thing. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. No matter how many ways you want to analyze it and break it down and split it open, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. So people can debate what happened there. Clinton's, Prince Andrew, Netanyahu, doesn't matter. Epstein didn't kill himself. The deep state got away with whatever it was again. To what ends? I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. We'll be right back.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, we're going to take another caller here. The scam impeachment debate is still going on right now. Of course, it's really just the Cold War being broadcast on TV. The Democrats who want to overthrow the president, censor Americans, disarm Americans, kill their unborn children. No, that's the Democrat Party, not a foreign country. Before we go back to the phone lines, though, folks, we have the 12 days of Christmas specials happening at InfoWarsStore.com. And as you know, your support at InfoWarsStore.com makes it possible for us to be here and do these powerful transmissions. Because, look, you've seen what's happened in some of the mainstream news out there that sometimes supports Trump, sometimes doesn't. Well, we're getting close to that time where they're about to go anti-Trump, too. And now is the season to support InfoWars as you celebrate Christmas and give gifts to your friends and family. So, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, part of the 12 days of Christmas special. I believe you have one more day now to order from InfoWarsStore.com to have guaranteed delivery for Christmas. And today's special is 60% off Alpha Power from InfoWarsStore.com. And that just piles on top of the other specials like 60% off Brain Force Plus, 60% off Ultimate Krill Oil, 60% off Ultimate Vitamin B12, 60% off Turbo Force, 60% off Knockout Sleep Aid. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank this audience so much. Okay, let's go to Dennis in Virginia on the impeachment fraud hearings. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Owen. How's it going, Owen?
Good, Dennis.
Yeah, this impeachment thing is crazy. You know, the Democrats, they are just so out of control. And if you see what's happening here in Virginia, I'm calling from the part of Appalachia. It's in the southwest corner of Virginia. These people are trying to take away our Second Amendment rights. I think the governor and the House up there in Richmond, they need to take a look at our state seal again because it shows the goddess of virtue standing over top a dead tyrant. And our state motto, adopted in 1776, is "Sic Semper Tyrannis." That means death to tyrants. But what concerns me is You know, we do have law enforcement, and all the citizens are gearing up against this. If the federal government causes an insurrection, could this lead to an event like the Battle of Blair Mountain in 1921, where the feds were sending against the coal miners?
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know this. If they actually attempt to remove Trump from office, if they actually reach that point, I don't think it will get there just with impeachment, but if they actually attempt to remove him from office, I do think there will be such a backlash, and I do fear that there will be violence. I don't want this. I don't want a civil war. That's the last thing I want, believe me. But, I mean, we're talking about an enemy of America. Again, I said this. Let's define the traits. Let's define the behaviors. Let's define the characteristics of an enemy of America. Well, they would overthrow our leader. They would censor our free speech. They would disarm our citizens, and they would kill our unborn. Well, I just described the Democrat Party. So, I mean, this is serious business right here. And I'm at a point now, and people that follow the War Room that I host from 3 to 6, we'll have continued coverage of this and open phone lines from 3 to 6 at Infowars.com/show and band.video. I just think I'm usually obsessed with news. My point is that this is it. I mean, this is the history. This is it. There's nothing bigger than this happening right now. This is either America lives or America dies. The Democrats either become tyrants, become authoritarians, become dictators. That's what they want. Or America stands up and says no. And Trump is the figure piece. Trump is the king piece in chess that we cannot let them topple, or that's their victory over America. Now, again, what happens after that? I don't know. We still have millions of armed Americans in this country. Again, I'm hoping it doesn't get to that. But you're not going to remove our leader illegally, and we're not going to sit here and take it. We're not going to sit here and be run over by tyrants. Exactly, Dennis.
Yeah, you know, I think we got some battles ahead, and I think they want to use Virginia as maybe a test case on the Second Amendment and, you know, how much support there is for Trump. But if anything, us as patriots, we're getting stronger by the day. In spite of what the Democrats are doing, we're getting stronger.
Well, I can certainly feel it, and I think that everybody can. And it's going to be an interesting furlough over Christmas and New Year's before we really spiritually gear up for 2020, politically gear up for 2020, and batten down the hatches for the storm that is quickly ahead. Dennis, thank you so much for the call. Now, Louis Gohmert is speaking right now. I want to get this live. The crew is working on getting Louis Gohmert's comments live. So, guys, let me know when that's ready. But again, when the Alex Jones Show concludes here at 3 o'clock Central, I'm going to continue this coverage on through the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central, and we're going to continue live coverage of the Cold Civil War happening in Congress today, and we're going to have open phone lines, your responses to it. But I'm really just floored. I can't believe that the Democrats are actually, I mean, I can believe it. I mean, we knew they were going to do it. We told you they would do it. I guess what I really can't believe is just the unmitigated nerve for them to be such bold-faced liars, to be such conscious deceivers, to be so willing to be phonies and frauds for all America to see. And I look at a Jerry Nadler and I wonder, what blackmail do people have on that guy? Because I'm sorry, I cannot think of another rational explanation as to why any Americans would be behaving like these Democrats are today. I can't fathom it. They have blackmail on them, folks. Nancy Pelosi is as crooked and dirty as the day is long. So is Adam Schiff. By the way, the wave of people confronting politicians continues today. Ben Burquam, who's been a guest on InfoWars many times, a patriot, confronted Adam Schiff peacefully, legally, lawfully, read him his Miranda rights. Mm-hmm. We'll have that clip on the War Room. But I do wonder, when are American citizens going to say, we've had enough? And yeah, it's starting slowly but surely, and it's the same name and the same faces. But when is the average Joe going to stand up? When is the average Jane going to stand up? When is John Dowd going to stand up? When is Jane Doe going to stand up? When does John Smith step up and say, I've had enough? It's on the precipice, folks. Because a lot of these people never thought it would get this far. A lot of these people still aren't paying attention. They just think it's politics is normal. It ain't. The Democrats are trying to overthrow this republic. Point blank. The Democrats are trying to overthrow your rights. And they've got all the quote-unquote civil rights groups bought off now and paid for, totally corrupt, like the ACLU, the ADL, the SPLC, all anti-American scum, all communist scum. The only justice, sadly, would be for these Democrats to be arrested. That's it, folks. That's it. They're the ones obstructing Congress. They're the ones engaged in sedition, and they know it. And America knows it. And I got news for you. You remove President Trump, it's not going to be good. You throw the likes of Nadler and Pelosi in jail, nobody's going to shed a tear. Let me tell you something. The day Hillary Clinton goes to jail, the day Barack Obama goes to jail, you know, conservatives don't usually do rallies and parades and marches and stuff like that. It will be like the day we won World War II, ticker tape parades everywhere, America rejuvenation, like the shackles have been lifted off of us of corruption.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Properly do justice to what we're witnessing here today. And I put out a question on Twitter today. What happens if Trump is removed from office? What happens if the Democrats remove Trump from office? And people still have this notion that, no, it's impossible. Ladies and gentlemen, they have effectively already removed Trump from office, if you think about it. Trump has not been able to do most of the stuff that he should be able to do because of this nonsense. The Democrats have stopped America from uniting behind Trump and this American rejuvenation because of all their nonsense. I mean, that is removing Trump from office. I mean, that's kneecapping him. That's chopping off his arms and legs, and all he can do is roll around in the Oval Office. So this whole notion of, well, Trump's still the president, we're still winning. No. These blood-sucking demons like Jerry Nadler being allowed to do this, I mean, I don't think people realize how serious this actually is. And a certain level, I mean, I can't even fathom it, quite frankly. I mean, this is literally, we are in the death throes of this republic right now. And it cannot be emphasized enough. And I can't even look at Jerry Nadler without seeing Satan. I can't even look at Hillary Clinton without seeing Satan. I can't even look at Nancy Pelosi without seeing Satan. But forget that. What it really is that the average American sees these people and knows that they're total corrupt criminal politicians, total anti-American scum. But there they are, folks. trying to dictate this country's fate, trying to destroy this country's backbone, trying to suffocate us. I really don't even know what to say. And I really just want to play this Louis Gohmert clip and just go back live. In fact, guys, can we just go live to Nadler speaking right now so that my head will blow off in anger? Can we just do that? Let's just do that.
Just 19 minutes after President
Trump. All right,
this
Trump is Louis Gohmert. Never mind.
19 minutes. Freshman congresswoman from Michigan told a group of supporters,
we're going to impeach
the mother blank shortly after she was sworn in. Even Speaker Pelosi admitted last week that the impeachment effort has been going on for 2.5 years, long before any phone call between two world leaders. In fact, 71% of the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee supported impeachment before the phone call. The impeachment sham is based on hearsay, conjecture, and opinion. You know what? You can't even get a speeding ticket in this country based on hearsay. But yet we're going to impeach an American president based on just that. Where are the crimes of treason, high crimes, or misdemeanors committed here? Those are things that constitute impeachable offenses, not hatred or policy disagreements. If memory serves me right, Congress told the administration to withhold aid to Ukraine until they got their act together, address corruption.
And you know, by the way, so this is live right now. By the way, I want to address this, and then we're going to go to Louis Gohmert, and then I'm taking over on the war room here. I thought more deeply about this whole Ukraine gate thing that they're trying to push, and we got to quit playing ball with in their arenas. We got to quit giving them home field advantage. We ought to own it and say, yeah, Trump did want Biden investigated. He's a damn crook. He's a damn criminal. Yeah, good. Investigate Joe Biden, that damn crook. Arrest that bastard. Absolutely, Joe Biden is corrupt as the day is long. Absolutely, Trump wanted him investigated. Absolutely, Ukraine was investigating him. He is a pervert. He can't keep his hands off of children. He literally talks about it. This is sick. And this is what the Democrats defend. And we're left here to play in their arena and say, oh, Trump innocent, Trump innocent. No, Joe Biden is a damn treasonous. I need to stop right here. Let's just go to Louis Gohmert. I'm losing it. I just need to calm down. I can't do this today. My voice is already going.
Yes.
These damn Democrats are the spawns of Satan. Let's go to Louis Gohmert, please.
I thank my colleague, Chairman Nadler. I thank him for the extraordinary job.
One thing hasn't changed, and that is the intent to impeach this president. It's always been there. But let's be honest. The president turning his back on Ukraine, that happened in 2009. Because in 2008, Ukraine invaded Georgia. What happened? Bush put sanctions on Russia to teach them a lesson. What happened after that? Well, in March of 2009, Hillary Clinton was sent over to Russia with a reset button to say, Bush overreacted. We're okay that you invaded Georgia. It was a green light to Russia to invade Ukraine. And what do? Oh, yeah, you send blankets and MREs they can eat and be warm while the Russians are killing them. That is what the Obama administration did. This is a travesty, and we're in big trouble because Schumer was right. Now it's lowered even farther, the bar. It will be used for political battles, and this country's end is now in sight. I hope I don't live to see it. This is an outrage. I yield back.
Gentleman from New York.
Absolute veritas from Louis Gohmert. And he got it. Remember, he was the first one that said, look, the Democrats are committing treason. They're trying to start a civil war. Said it months ago. And you can see the conviction. You can see him almost brought to tears. And it's the same thing. It's the best of both worlds. You know, in one sense, America's rising in his back. And then in another sense, these satanic demons known as Democrats are trying to kill us. Let's go to now Adam Schiff. I'm going to try not to have my head explode live on air, but Adam Schiff is a spawn of Satan. Let's go live to a spawn of Satan.
Conduct of our elections. I would say that the founders could have little imagined that a single president.
Oh, the founders. The founders who they say need to be erased from history.
Except.
I can't do this, man.
Is exactly what this president has done. Hamilton, among others, seems to have predicted the rise of Donald Trump with a staggering prescience. Having won freedom from a king, the drafters of our Constitution designed a government in which ambition was made to check ambition, in which no branch of government would predominate over another, and no man would be allowed to be above the law, including the president. especially the president.
Mr. Schiff,
since with whom
you are under arrest for treason, you have the right to remain silent. You are not required to say anything to us at any time or to answer any questions. Anything you can or anything you say can be used against you in court. You have the right to talk to a lawyer for advice before we question you and have him with you during questioning. If you cannot afford a lawyer and want one, a lawyer will be provided for you. If you want to answer questions now without a lawyer present, you will still have the right to stop answering at any time. You also have the right to stop answering at any time until you talk to a lawyer. Do you understand, treasonous Adam Schiff?
To be undertaken, just simply announce to the public the smear of his opponent, the smear of his opponent.
Do you understand that's a lie?
Would be enough.
Joe Biden is not Trump's opponent.
To affect
Joe Biden hasn't even got the Democrat nomination. So the very basis of that is a lie. But it doesn't even matter to these people. Seriously, I don't want to debase the war room coming up for the next 3 hours where I have great guests and Savannah Hernandez. And I don't want to debase it just by starting and yelling and my head popping off and just referring to these people as Satan spawns, even though they are. So I'm really just going to open up the phone lines and just play the audio from the cold civil war that's being broadcast now on TV. But sign off the Alex Jones Show with this. This is everything InfoWars has been telling you for the last 20 years, folks. Okay. It's all here now. We've reached the point. I don't know how else to put it to you. I was brought to tears earlier today listening to all the Americans standing up and confronting politicians. Another one just happened today. Ben Berkwam read Adam Schiff as Miranda rights. The next stage here is the Democrats either arrest all of us and kill us, or they can back off and we can just have America rejuvenate, resurge, and come together, but they're not going to. They're going all out, and you know how this is going to go, folks, and it's not good. So we really just need to pray to God more than ever. We really just need to pray to God to just bring these people to justice, because it doesn't seem that there's a man willing to do it. I pray to God there is, but it's just unbelievable, folks. I'll be right back hosting the War Room. I cannot believe the treason the Democrats are under. Only God can save us now.